loud puker.
Oh, good.
If anybody has tape of him, God, please call him. Why would you have tape of him?
Right.
We'll tape him tonight or tomorrow morning.
Is he more of a puker than Gus Johnson was?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Oh, yes. He is, for instance.
Of course, Gus Johnson's not a puker anymore. Somebody told him not to puke anymore.
Uh-huh. Welcome to Fox 5 Morning News. I'm Steve Sadovee. My name is Judd Sierra. No matter what the story is, it's going to be a sunny Easter today. Everybody's excited down at Easter Egg. Let's go to Holly Morris, who's down there right now. See what's happening. It's same delivery. I was like, thank you. Hey, a tragic night in the district is 4 more killed in Southwest D.C. Let's go to Very Jacques, who's got the very lightest.
Wow.
I am not exactly.
When do they wheel him out of there? When does he bag it? Don't they bring in Lard McCarthy after that?
Yeah, Lard McCarthy comes on at 7 with another guy.
Right.
I've just recently found this guy. He's the loudest talking newsman that I've heard in ages.
Wow. So you can catch him between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m.?
Yeah, I think, or maybe even 5.
Right.
And he's got this thing going. Or he's just loud as get out. I mean, you don't need a TV to hear the guy.
Right.
Wow. Really.
He's a screamer and a puker.
Hey, Mike, I swear on God as my witness, when we get the tapes, you're going to say, yeah.
God, I'll never be able to see this guy.
Wow.
Unless I really stay up late.
He's up very early. Good morning, Gervair. Good morning, Gervair.
Gervair Denza.
We got to have the tape of the guy.
A little out of place on the timeline.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, anybody, Don and Mike.
If anybody knows the guy's name and has heard him, call in. I'm clueless on the guy's name. Yes, hi there.
Hey, Don and Mike. You know, Kiefer Sutherland had that new animated movie, The Wild Out.
Oh, that's right. He's in the new one.
That sounded like Jack Bauer, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The whole movie, I'm sitting there just waiting for him to start talking about CTU being under attack.
I agree. Even in the commercials where it's like a lion or something, it's the same.
He's Samson the Lion. It's kind of a takeoff of Madagascar and Finding Nemo.
Well, Mike,
I probably have to log that one this week.
Oh, no, it's going to be...
Bye-bye, thank you. You hated Madagascar, right?
I
hated Madagascar. Most of them I do. I mean, since Toy Story, they just... It's the CGI because it's so frantic. The movements have to be... There has to be movement the whole time, and I wish they'd settle it.
It did not have a huge opening weekend or however many weekends it is. So maybe it'll be... You know, that's the good thing about movies. When they suck now, they're like gone in 2 weeks. If you don't make all the money... The opening weekend, like Scary Movie did.
Right.
I know a lot of people went to see it. Movie made like $40 million this weekend. I guarantee this upcoming weekend, they'll be lucky to make half. You know, that would be $20 million, which would be incredible. They'll probably make a third of that.
I won't take them to the movies because there's a DVD that came out, and we can have the whole family thing watching a DVD. Hostel. Hostel came out on DVD, so I'll watch that with them. They'll enjoy that.
I was so surprised because I thought that finally... A movie about somebody who has my temperament.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's spelling.
But no, it's just like Hotel.
H-O-S-T-E-L instead of
I-L-E. I-L-E. Boy,
Hostel.
Because I'm hostile.
Well, my kids didn't like Saw 2. They liked Saw, the original Saw, better.
Of course.
Anyway, I bet that movie, that crappy one that you don't like, I bet it's gone from most major theaters. You can probably get it at the dollar theater where you get the sticky stuff on the floor.
Now, I sat through Madagascar, and I'm not sure I want to sit through The Wild.
Understood.
Okay, last night on our local stations in D.C., we asked our crew yesterday to bet who would be the station that would give an actual coverage with a reporter down at the post office for tax day.
Mm-hmm. Anybody do it?
Well, I guess 9.
Okay.
Mike,
I don't think I guessed.
I guessed Channel 4.
Right.
Wild card.
I think I saw Channel 4, and I don't think that they gave... maybe I saw Channel 5. I'm not sure. But I don't think that they gave them that coverage.
No one actually had a live report at the post office.
Right.
Mm. But one network did give more coverage than the others.
Okay.
Clearly.
But no reporters down there.
No.
Which is a step in the right direction.
I credit you guys for that.
Well, and also I think part of it is because, like I said yesterday, it's the Patriots Day thing that, although I had the months, the states screwed up.
You still.
It was who
only
yesterday.
Only Virginia had the deadline yesterday. The
today is D.C.
And
Maryland.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of Patriots Day, you watched that highlight? You watched that that baseball highlight on SportsCenter?
Didn't see it, Mike.
You didn't see it?
Didn't see it.
You didn't see the Mark Loretta walk-off home run yesterday?
No, I told you. Here's my deal with SportsCenter. I don't watch the whole show.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Although, boy, oh, boy. I was telling my...
I mean, it was up at the top. That's why I mentioned it. They led with it.
I was busy and not able to watch it.
Okay.
I was not able to watch as much TV as I wanted to today.
Okay. All right. I understand.
But I was telling Mike before the show. Oh, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
This pisses me off about ESPN, as long as we're just talking about TV here to start with. And we've not even talked about 24 yet.
But no. We haven't started yet, really.
After all, are you insane?
Do you want me to wait?
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you in shame?
Okay.
Have your resignation on my desk in the morning.
So anyway, it's one of those things, because SportsCenter's on every hour, right?
Yeah.
And you can go by the TV, and if you go by at a certain time, you can see, oh, there might be a feature that I'd like to see, and you know it'll be on in an hour.
That's right, Don.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'll stop.
Okay.
So, you know, you mean it's like eating potato chips.
Sign for a...
It's like eating potato chips.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
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 Hi there.
Listen, Mike, you cannot let your kids watch Hostel.
He's a dumb bitch.
No. The first, like, the last half is really cool.
She's a dumb bitch.
You cannot say those words in front of your children.
She's a dumb bitch.
I wrote a new one.
Listen to this one. How stupid are you?
Listen
to learn, please. And listen. Please. Are you listening?
Yeah. Now I am.
I was making a joke. I would never, ever have my children watch any movie like
that. But that joke was
the second
too...
half. Great.
That joke was too sophisticated.
Why are you not acknowledging?
You
must acknowledge. You didn't understand my joke.
He chose Hostel because it's precisely the movie you don't show to children.
Dumb,
you see, and therein lies the humor.
Town pump. Village pump. Pump it up.
Now, I believe children should see violence, but... Not that.
Oh, see you.
She's still having a serious discussion about
my kids are 10 and 8. I would never put them in front of that.
Are you kidding? Like my daughter's 9 years old and she loves Saw 1. She loves Saw 2.
Mother of the year.
This is why I say to people,
she's
the mother of the year.
She's the fantasy and not reality.
She just keeps talking and talking.
Yeah,
I'll tell you this about
I have one question.
Chick.
Is this lady insane?
I bet she's really
no,
hot.
No, actually, I'm very insane.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
A hot mom. I bet she's hot. I bet she's hot.
Yeah. No.
Knew it.
Like hot. What did she say?
She's a MILF.
Of course she is.
You don't let your kids watch that.
You do if you're stupid. And
oh,
then
please.
You don't get jokes
oh,
on
please.
The
Oh, please, don't you remember?
Honey, no. Yeah, Don. No, I got... Bigger,
honey.
A larger SAT than you did. So please.
Hold on a second. Were you directing that at me, Don, the SATs? I don't debate that you probably got a higher SAT than me. My only point to you and your stupidity is not how you're raising your children or what movies you're taking them to. The fact that you're so freaking stupid that you thought Mike was serious about taking his kids to Hostel. That's it. Beginning, end.
Mm-hmm.
Anything
well, maybe
else?
He never heard anything about it. Oh,
honey, no, you've
honey,
never acknowledged
honey,
it.
Honey,
of course
on,
I wouldn't do
hold
that.
Hold on. What is the movie rated? R?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think anybody, any rational parent, takes their kid to a violent R-rated movie. If you do...
He wasn't
more,
taking it because it's on video. So he'd be,
more power to... Jesus.
And as long as he previewed it first...
You're so literal.
You know, I bet when it comes to parenting, I got a 1600 on the SAT. When it comes to parenting, I guarantee you I have a 1600, a perfect score. And you barely got the score that you need for writing down your name. You got like 4 points on the parenting SATs. God!
Now, what's
ridiculous.
Wrong with showing your children violence? What's wrong with showing them movies and telling them...
Let me know.
It's
listen,
not real.
Because I'll tell you, you want a serious answer to that question? What's wrong is because kids that see that are traumatized by that.
Hold on.
Young children can be very, very upset by that.
Yeah.
I don't know whether
children
you've ever
are more
heard
traumatized
that.
If they're raised by Christians who don't let them see anything like that. Well,
No. You know what? Yeah, look, if you're talking about seeing a movie, if you're
honey,
seeing a movie
honey,
like
honey,
that, come
honey,
on.
Honey,
yeah,
listen,
if you bring them in.
Let me have a crack at her, Don. Come on.
I know, but I just... Listen, in some way... Hey. Let's get back to the original point. In some ways... I agree with you that you can show kids movies. I understand what you're saying. I think you're stupid because you didn't understand that Mike was making a joke, and even after we've told you it's a joke, you just won't let it go. That's why you're stupid.
No, you know, seriously, I'm stupid because
yes.
I was at the store buying my lunch.
No, no,
came
seriously.
Heard something about Hostel and showing your kids. And
seriously,
I'm not, like,
you're
oh
stupid.
God, no.
You said you're not even
no.
acknowledging that you didn't get the joke. So you heard part of something and wanted to yes. comment on the part that you heard.
No,
and even
just,
after we told you it was a joke.
To you guys, the guy told me to hold. I was like, look, Mike cannot show his kids his movie.
Why aren't
like,
you acknowledging
hold.
Your mistake?
That's all.
Because I'm not an idiot.
Yeah.
I,
hold on. You are, yes.
I'm misinformed
stop.
About the complete reality.
Hey, mommy dearest. Here's why you are stupid. You are stupid because you called the show after Mike made what 99% of the people know is an obvious joke. We told you it was a joke. We've now explained it to you again, and you won't just drop it, regardless if you got it or not.
I'm just proud that it's been like 3 or 4 minutes, and you have not hung up on me yet. Thank you, guys. So
you know, and your argument that I hear also is when you're talking. Hold on,
I really do appreciate.
Oh, you're a bitch.
I've gotten hung up.
You're a bitch.
Every single time. No, seriously.
You are. You're just a yammering, not listening bitch.
I am
what you are.
I'm so happy that you're calling me names.
No, but you know what? You just don't
want to
listen,
and honey.
You know what,
honey?
I think of a man
and take away
reason
guys.
And accountability.
You
have no reason, and you have
honey.
No accountability.
And why would you
guys.
Challenge me on an SAT thing? It's obvious I'm so much smarter than you are. First off, I'm a man. Okay?
You.
So right there, because I'm a man and you're a woman, I got an extra advantage already. Let's face it. Baby, it's a man's world.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank goodness for those women you mentioned earlier.
What? And then she hung up. Men die earlier. And then she hung up. And now you know why. Sure.
Because of her.
There
right.
was an advertisement for all you people that want to take a 9-year-old to a heavily violent R-rated
see,
movie.
Here's the thing, though. And this is why I know you feel strongly.
I feel very strongly.
You raise your daughters the way you raise them. I know what we did with Bart, like with stuff like when Bart was like 9 or 10 and Terminator was out.
Mm-hmm.
We brought him to the theater to see it.
Isn't Terminator, you know what? The one thing I was going to say, when you're talking about a Terminator-type movie, you're talking about almost cartoonish violence.
Yeah, yeah, but back in the day,
yeah, I guess
it wasn't so much cartoonish. I mean, it was R, and people said to us, what are you doing? We said, you know, kind of what she was saying.
Yeah,
but,
which is okay if you talk to your kid about it.
But you don't take it quite that extreme. And,
we right. seriously went Jesus. To see, Carl and I went to see Saw 2. Because I love horror. I love horror movies. And in that movie was what appeared to me to be a 3-year-old kid. And if there is anything that I mean, I swear
maybe
to God,
maybe,
I think somebody ought to get on the
maybe.
Phone
yeah,
and call effing social services.
Maybe they gave the kid some Tussin.
Yeah, Robitussin.
Yeah,
different
down,
kids man. Can handle different levels of violence.
Yeah, true. Slow it down. Just slow the child
but
down.
You know what she was also saying? She was like, man, there is more T and A in there, but the violence is okay.
Yeah, she said the T word, which is why we had to delete her out.
Her thing was, you know, T and A. You know, God, don't, my God, don't let kids see the naked body, but
right.
man, there's plenty of you know, arms. Is getting chopped off.
We let Bart see that too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he was old enough.
Well,
you know, 9, 10. I mean, you know, it's you know, your own kids. You raise them your own way.
Yeah. Yeah, but you also used discretion. You didn't let him see all of that.
No, we watched Willie. We watched real straight out porn with money shots.
Mm-hmm.
Said, son, this is what it's all about. Who's got the popcorn?
I'm
hello,
born.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Night Trips has peanut butter on it.
Hello.
Hey, sorry.
Oh, God, that's killing me.
What?
I think that woman said she got a larger SAT score. Could
yes.
that be?
She did say that.
Yes, she did. And I'm sure she did. I'm sure she's book smarter.
Good cat.
You know, she's smarter. But like I said, on the parents' SAT, please, blow her away.
Oh, no, I totally agree with that. But, like, a larger SAT doesn't make any sense at all.
No, it doesn't.
Bye!
Exactly. Thank you, my friend.
And getting a high SAT score, yes, and that's what he was talking about, getting a higher SAT score, not a larger SAT.
One.
And getting a high SAT score is like getting drafted high in the NFL draft.
Hello.
You're not necessarily even guaranteed a starting position on an NFL team.
Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I was just wondering, where was the translator when Mommy Dearest called?
Well, listen, honey, sometimes the translator has to sit down with the woman is simply so
deft,
dominating in the conversation.
It couldn't be translated.
There was no need to be translated. She was her own translator. Right. I mean, why have Rob translate it?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true, but we love it when Rob translates.
No, there'll be more, I'm sure.
So you're just begging for it now, but you're not going to get it.
you want it.
I'm talking to you, honey. You want it.
Oh, no, no.
You want it from Rob, don't you?
No, because I have my radio turned down. I won't be able to hear it.
Anything you want to tell us?
But you want it. Just admit you want it.
Nah. All right. You guys have a great day.
Decided not
this
to
play. Difficult women day.
Bye!
Today.
Bye-bye.
As opposed to the easy
Rob just said bye, pump.
Steve Chalamet.
Hi!
That's his name. Steve Chalamet joined Channel 5 in 2003. Born in the Pittsburgh area. Came to Washington from WPXI, the NBC affiliate out of Pittsburgh. I swear I'm not doing this any justice. When you hear it, he's even worse. Edgar Bear. 17 kids burned to death in Southeast this morning.
Wow.
Here's Fox 5.
Same energy the whole time.
The whole time.
Heavy stories, lighthearted stories,
good,
doesn't matter.
Good, bad, indifferent.
Wow.
Jeez, we should hit this break. Mm. All right, here is the station. I'll forget. The stations that... Do you care about the stations that sent someone down or talked about the taxes?
Not really.
No.
For most Americans, this is it. The tax man cometh at the stroke of midnight. Some post offices are staying open late to accommodate procrastinators. There certainly are plenty of them. An estimated one-third of all Americans waited until the final weekend to file. We had no trouble tonight finding some of them.
Oh, well, you know, just one of those things where you just kind of wait till the last minute.
Here we go.
Especially if you think you got to pay.
Let's reward the idiots.
So here you are.
Yes, here I am.
It's my first time experiencing it. It's okay.
Well, then technically on the winner.
The idiots on the magic box.
Well, Channel 9, even though they didn't send someone out there interviewing actual idiots that waited until the last minute.
They did a package.
Yeah, not a live shot, but a package. They did tape.
Can you blame her? In case you need that postmark, by the way, here are a couple of Virginia post offices open until midnight. And
that's handy. Oh,
if you, if the extra day was not enough for you.
And then, by contrast, I guess what the other stations didn't.
Just had a desk piece.
Just a desk piece.
If you live in the district or Maryland, probably already know this by now. Happy to share good news with you. All you taxpayers, you get one extra day to file your taxes. If you live in Virginia,
that's Brian Bolton from Channel 5. He's another one of my favorites because I just get the feeling the guy's a real smart ass.
The word would be smarmy, I think.
Yeah.
Like, he's a little smarmy.
But in a likable way.
Yeah.
And most nights he's probably sitting there without his pants on. And like the late Glenn Brenner used to do.
Remember when we found that out? It was the coolest news. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them do it, like especially during the summertime.
Yeah. Guy at Channel 9, the late great Glenn Brenner, would do the news seriously every night without his pants on. Nobody made a big deal about it.
I mean, he'd wear, shorts, either boxer shorts or gym shorts, but he would wear shorts. He wouldn't be down there, with his twig and berries.
No, he's not.
On the cloth.
He's no Mike Buchanan.
Mine is tonight at midnight. It's stressing a lot of people out, those at least waiting until the last minute to finish up their 1040s. To help out the Jackson Hewitt office at Landmark Mall in Allegheny.
Yeah, all right, dude. Yeah.
If you're really tired, the Jackson Hewitt office will be open till 11:45. And then you can file it at midnight.
Let's see what the Cougar has to say on Channel 4.
Oh, yes.
Lady Gensler.
Cougar. Well, if you live in Virginia, time's running out to get your taxes in. This is the scene in Merrifield, Virginia tonight, where last-minute filers have until midnight to mail their returns or request an extension.
She hasn't had a stroke, Rob.
Lady Gensler. Lady Gensler.
You think she's had a Dick Clark?
If you're waiting to mail in your back,
Oh, and then ABC 7, Leon Harris.
Ah.
Okay. So Virginia residents are scrambling right now to beat the clock. Federal taxes due there in less than an hour. Maryland and Washington residents have one more day, though.
Hey, stop it, Ron.
And it's because today was Patriots Day in Massachusetts.
Did you hear that? I would say this about Leon Harris.
Yes.
You got to admit. Well spoken.
Very well spoken. Jesus. Help me, Rhonda.
Well, if you live in Virginia, time's running out to get your taxes in. This is the scene in Merrifield, Virginia tonight.
What is Doreen's deal?
Doreen Gensler is bravely going on and doing the news every night, even though half of her face has been frozen into that new and improved Joker product smile.
Yeah, it was a little crooked. One part of the lip was lower than the other.
Well, if you live in Virginia, time's running out to get your taxes in. This is the scene in Merrifield, Virginia tonight, where last-minute filers have until midnight to mail their returns or request an extension. Since April...
Wait, what happened to her?
I don't know.
Mm. I don't know.
No Will Thomas, huh?
No. And no Grady.
That's
Grady
funny,
wasn't
huh?
In there.
But plenty of Eva Longoria.
Right, Eva.
Is she insane?
What was that?
Is she insane?
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come to Subway Restaurants and enjoy a different regular 6-inch sub every day of the week for only $2.99. It's amazing that Subway Restaurants can pull together a sandwich so delicious and for $2.99. Subway, eat fresh. Not to be combined with any other offer available at participating Washington, D.C. Metro Subway Restaurants. Subway is a registered trademark of Doctors Associates, Inc.
Free is the it's computerized.
7 WJF.
That's why they told us we don't have to push the buttons.
No, you don't have to touch them, Don.
I miss the buttons.
Not necessary.
And I never pushed them.
Because the computer works so good.
Experiment.
Right? Hey, sing our names.
The Don and Mike Show.
I always like that.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, before we do the laughing place at the beginning of the show.
Yes.
I don't know why, and we'll talk about 24 in a second, but I don't know why it is now that I'm disappointed. Rob just told me American Idol tonight, which I'm going to get back in to watch. Okay?
Well, you're back in.
Even though I threw it out.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you're in, aren't you?
The way I am. Well, but here's the thing. They just love to torture me. It's Rod Stewart. So I thought, well, okay. Maggie May, Hot Legs.
Stay with me.
Do you think I'm sexy?
Uh-huh.
Even the crappy stuff like Downtown Train. But no, you know what it is? It's the Great American Songbook.
Yeah, well, that's what he's selling.
Yeah, but the entire catalog of Rod Stewart music that won't be played tonight so that they can sing some goddamn crooning songs. This is what's wrong with American Idol, and this is why this would be my new American Idol music now. Let's talk about how that show just...
That's your disappointed music.
That's my new American Idol music.
Sure, and he's quite the crooner. Hasn't he set sales records with the Great American Songbook?
Sure, Mike.
And he had like 5 volumes, and it's just, I don't like hearing him sing those.
Well, they've
songs.
Also sold about 20 million copies of Girls Gone Wild.
Well, yes, one of those has appeal.
I just don't like listening to Rod Stewart sing like that. I'll tell you why I don't like the Girls Gone Wild.
Why?
Buying it on porno.
Uh-huh.
They should. It should only be like $1.99.
True.
Because you don't see anything.
Nothing.
You don't see anything good. You don't see anything, puby. all you see is girls lifting their tops up. Yeah. That's all it is.
That's all it is.
That's wild.
Yeah. Wild.
Wild. But still, it's way expensive.
That's some wild stuff.
That is really wild.
Overpriced.
It's way expensive. Mm-hmm. And also, you should know that the opening song today.
Yes.
I take full responsibility for it. There's really no reason that a radio show should start with the song we're starting with today.
Perfect.
I simply woke up with the song in my head today.
Mm-hmm. So you're really giving us a warning.
Yeah. It ain't a good one. It ain't a good one.
Well,
but
we'll see.
What genre of music is it?
Bad.
Bad pop, bad rock, bad funk, bad...
Yes, bad... Mike, just bad.
Bad company?
No. But this is the great thing about having a radio show now.
That's
is
right.
That I got up this morning and like I couldn't get it out of my head. Like, you know what? Boy, oh boy, it'd be kind of funny. And at first, it would be funny to play this like as a real, the serious opening record.
If you know, you know. More fashion sense.
Let me see. Not that bad.
Not as bad as Taco?
Maybe not that bad.
Okay.
Not a novelty song, per se.
Pump up the jam. Pump it up.
Well, keep dreaming.
True.
Oh, my.
Spandau
Ballet.
No.
That's serious music.
No, this is serious music.
Everybody's gonna laugh their bliss. Speaking of laughing, I gotta forget it.
There she is. MC Marvelous.
Eva Longoria. And here comes your favorite part, Mike.
I think about Eva Longoria.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6, between 1 and 5, noon and 4 on the West Coast. Check your local listings.
The Don and Mike Show.
Harper Valley PTA?
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, Don. Are you insane?
I'm going to tell you all a story about a Harper Valley.
I swear to God. Woke up this morning.
Jeannie C. Riley was on your brain.
Really had to search to find it.
Have you seen a doctor?
Harper Valley Jr.
There it is. Pretty good, don't you think?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
She had the life.
Pretty good opening song.
You know what?
I know.
This is crap.
Yeah.
Please tell me about it.
12 months ago, she was arrested for shoplifting at Walmart.
Hello.
Hi there. It only...
Hello.
Only you would know that. Yes. Jeannie C. Riley. Harper Valley PTA.
Grammy winning.
It was a hit, yeah.
Well, you know, so was the Macarena. But we ain't playing that on the radio right now.
Right.
Let's bring a...
Ta-da!
Bring in this boy.
He's mentally retarded.
Yeah. How's your harmonica?
You win.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. C. Riley. And all the ships at sea. With that artery punctured, they will bleed to death in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So enjoy them while you can.
Are you insane?
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. See what I mean? This is like, this is just so wrong to start a show with this.
You know, but in a way it's not.
Well, it's what I woke up with this morning.
Yeah.
I woke up with Wood.
And man, in her day.
And I always thought at the end of this song, she should have dropped the S word. I mean, I know it was released back in 1969. She said something like, you're a Harper Valley hypocrites. Really, you're all just full of
it. Yeah.
Full of it is what she said.
Right.
I don't know. Tyler. I guess I'll talk to someone professional about this. Please.
I like that, the way she says Tyler. We're concerned. Listen to that southern accent she's got when she sings.
I'll talk to somebody with last name Freud about this.
Can you hear a little bit of it?
Yeah.
Winda.
What is wrong with me? I selected this.
Yeah.
Well, not as a goof.
No.
Like, I woke up this morning and... I go downstairs. My big, gigantic room of CDs is like, oh, I got it down there somewhere. Here it is. Oh, that's a good idea. Bring that in and play that.
What year again was this?
69. Hold on. I'm not fit.
Here it comes.
This is where I always wanted to say, well, you should just sit back and open your mouth and eat some of my bagels.
Oh, it was grits, I heard.
Grits. God. It happened just as well. Here's a picture of her back in her day, Mike.
Yeah.
The intro, Dad.
Yeah, I do her.
You see Riley.
Look at that.
That's old.
You don't think she was a PLA?
She was married to Charles Nelson.
Well,
Charles Nelson Riley. Rock wins the Riley game. Can I see that picture of her again, or did you throw it away?
Hold on, here it is.
Hold on. I just want to, you know
there
what she
is.
Looks like?
I'm
crumpling.
What?
You never throw away without crumpling. That is a tradition of yours. She's, you know, she looks like a combination of Natalie Wood and Eddie Munster.
I saw a little Ann Margaret in there.
Yeah, there's a little Ann Margaret.
And a little Nancy Sinatra.
She
definitely has the go-go look. And I don't mean like the go-go 80s, but I mean like...
She's wearing one of those pointed bras.
Go-go boots
and
everything.
60s go-go. Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike show. Mm-hmm. We didn't do all that stuff, did we?
It just occurred to me she was not arrested for shoplifting. It was Lynn Anderson who was arrested for shoplifting.
No.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
How dare you besmirch.
Never promised you a rose garden.
True enough.
Lynn Anderson?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have expected it from Jeannie C. Riley.
Don and Mike show, and it's... A new episode, everybody, on this Tuesday.
Tuesday.
See,
hi, baby.
You need the music in the background to like keep it going. It's 0418-04.
Yes, I'm better. I ain't fit.
06. But hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
What is that? Okay.
You'll be singing different tunes when you see my big steaming pile of...
Here are the phone numbers.
Like
877-365-3636. Mm-hmm. That's the main number. Or you call 800-636-1067. And if you're listening in Washington, D.C., you can call 202-432-1067. We're also on the web. Our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com.
And is that from Jeannie C. Riley?
Sure is, Mike. We're not sure exactly what orifice this came from. I believe what this is melted Jeannie C. Riley earwax.
Isn't that lovely? It's got a very nice consistent. Not more. Thank you.
I think you like the hue of that. That's what we've got on the website today.
Very nice.
It's streaming Jeannie C. Riley.
Nice you.
If you go to DonandMikeWebsite.com, click on Listen Live. And also we're podcasting. If you go to iTunes, I think a lot of new episodes were put up yesterday, right? Or the day before?
I don't know. I'll ask you.
What's your job again?
I'm sorry?
Right. Exactly. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, how are you?
Hey, okay, my friend.
Hey, just to the Girls Gone Wild, my buddy is addicted to these things, and they do indeed show all of the naughty bits and the occasional penetration.
Well,
oh, really?
At least not. Well, maybe, you know what?
Wow. Sometimes you got to last a little longer.
Maybe that's why it's like the regular price it is on pay-per-view. But yeah. I know on the occasion that I've bought the entire 5-channel 3-hour package.
Oh, that's all I ever bought.
When it's
you got to. He's got
join the club, Mike.
Well, I mean, you want a little variety.
Let's discuss that in a moment.
Okay.
But when I bought the 5-channel package, it was on,
mm-hmm.
and when I went by, it's always the same kind of fat, horny guy, and it's always like from the vantage point of his home video. I know you've seen these, where it's like they're in some room, or they're outside in an amusement park. Where you are so hot, you are just so hot. Why don't you lift up your shirt and show me what you got? Oh, come on now. Come on, you're so beautiful.
You know, you're simulating wind noise really well.
Perfectly. Come on, show me the teeth. Oh, yeah. They're big. Wow. Okay, have a nice day at the park. Bye. Okay.
Wow.
At least that part doesn't do it for me.
No, that's the whole thing on that doesn't do
it. If you're telling me there's more to it, well, you know, maybe I'll stick with it.
The videos show it all. It's kind of dirty.
Well, I mean, is that what? Do they steal away, like, for a quiet moment and, you know, talk them into something or what?
No, they talk them and then they talk them and then they end up going at it and they show it off.
But they take some girls back to, like, a hotel room, right?
Put them in the bus, yeah, something like that.
The bus.
Put them in the bus.
The bus.
They put them inside your own bed.
Good day, gentlemen.
Good day to you, sir.
Bye!
Wow.
Now, what Mike was starting to discuss is if you have DirecTV, like we do,
mm-hmm.
here's how you can order your porn.
Ah.
You can get it a la carte.
Which is, I think, kind of a ripoff and a gamble.
Because you're going by the title.
Right.
Okay?
Right. See,
and,
right.
And unless it says something like...
Jiggly booty.
Yeah, or if it's like Asian girl on girl, or it might be like, Jenny Staines... All girl party.
Janine's friends.
Then you know that's going to be all lesbian. Now, it you know, they have all types. You know, if you see Ebony Chocolate Thunder,
right.
Well, then you know you're going to get black porno.
You got a clue.
If you see, like, the ones I always look for, Big Bosomed and Proud of It, or something like that, you know.
Backdoor Mamas.
Well,
Peppers and Tortillas, which was a legitimate title that I've seen recently.
You know, it's very hard to judge.
Yes.
And the thing
but
is...
But, I mean, if it's girl-on-girl action, it's nothing we can't see here on any given day in the lunchroom.
So if you're sitting in your house, and you're wanting to watch some porno, and you go, okay, that one looks okay, but it's like $9.99 each to buy these things.
Yeah.
And it's a crapshoot, no pun intended, because you really might get one that is a crapshoot.
You don't know.
So what you do is...
They don't have that on any of the channels.
For $15, I think it's $15.
Right.
You just buy all 5 porno channels for a 3-hour block.
Package.
So you can just...
You know, that is censored. You know, those channels are censored. Some, all
of them.
Oh, really? Well, there's one thing you will not see on any of those channels, ever.
And was that one of your favorite things?
And it's not one of my favorite things. It's just a standard thing you would see if you bought, like, a DVD.
Really?
Yeah, you don't see that at all.
Can you give us some kind of... Is it that?
Yep.
Oh.
You don't see that at all. You don't see anything near that.
Oh.
Nothing
what's wrong with that, huh?
As a country, we have our standards.
But if you were to, like, purchase the same film in a DVD form, it would be probably all over there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good.
I just thought I'd bring that up.
Good point.
You were aware of that, weren't you?
Mike, as you know, I'm not a fan of that part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't visit there.
Yeah, it's not, you know, they say it's hardcore, but it's really not totally hardcore.
Right.
It really isn't. You never see anything really odd.
Someday, Mike.
Something special. Yeah.
Well, you know, it sounds to me like you maybe should send a customer complaint.
Well, you know, I would.
Dear Director.
I would if I could. You know, what I've been looking for are business letter envelopes that are brown in brown paper bag form. You know, where it's just a business envelope, but it's brown.
I can get you that.
That's what I'm looking for.
But the great thing about TiVo, here's something very... highly embarrassing that I forgot to tell you from vacation. And I can mention this now that my son is back in college.
Yeah.
Actually, he wouldn't care that I tell this story. I was one of these days, recently, the last couple of months, I had bought the 5 channels of porno. And I happened upon one that was, as soon as I went on the channel, it was like, oh, yes.
Hello.
It's like, you know, perfect girl.
Winner.
perfect situation.
Decent production values.
Yeah, I mean, at least you know.
Well, you know, sometimes you just get every single ingrown hair. You know, it's just not fun.
No. No pretty girl. It looks like it's done on film, not on video. And you know, without getting terribly graphic, she's just. It's exactly what I. It's like it's what I dream for when it's like the part. And I can't describe it, but it's what I really dig. Uh-huh. And it's like, oh, my God, she knew it.
Good.
Great. Immediately, I hit the button on TiVo. Record. Start recording.
Yeah.
And what it does is, hold on, I've got a horny in my mouth. Excuse me. If you hit the TiVo button while you're watching something, if you turned it on 10 minutes earlier, and you stayed on the same channel and you hit record,
back
it goes back in time.
Right.
Okay?
Time
when machine. You first went to the channel. Mm-hmm.
So did you, like, hit record and then go do something?
Well, no. What I did was I watched this. You know what I mean.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Right. I watched it. And then I thought, oh, that was so good. I'm going to hit the record button.
Yeah.
This is like the only reason I bought this thing. So I hit record, and I let it roll for a little while more into the next scene, and then hit the stop button, went back to the now playing menu, and had it stop recording.
Right.
Then when it showed up. It shows like all the shows I've got. PTI.
I never record.
Well, here's the thing.
Just in case someone else is on there, you know.
Right. I don't either.
Right.
But normal. I did this because
special.
I now live by myself.
And it was special.
Yeah, and it was something I really liked.
Your favorite thing.
So, it didn't come up. You know on your TiVo when it says now playing?
Right.
It says like 24 and then it would have the Fox logo in the corner.
Uh-huh.
Well, it doesn't have a logo in the corner like that says porno.
Thank God.
It just, the title was something like, you know. Love at Midnight, or whatever.
Generic, okay. Sort of.
So, God. So when you...
Porno!
When you turn on... For a while there, before my son came home for spring break, when I turned on the TiVo, it would say, bing, now playing. And it would be like this. It would be, pardon the interruption. I love that show, TiVo, it every day.
Right.
Then it would be like, Letterman, and then it would be like maybe a Star Trek, and then always there would just...
Lord of the Rings.
Always there would just be... You know, Romance at Midnight.
Uh-huh.
And it was like my go-to.
What was that? Was the porno thing, Romance at Midnight?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so it gives you a title.
So it shows up right between, like, Bernie Mac.
It doesn't have a different color code a little bit?
No, it does not. Okay. The only thing it doesn't have is the logo, like where it says, The Bernie Mac Show. Uh-huh. You know, and on the right-hand side, it's got the Fox logo. So,
Spice Platinum.
So, for a while, it's like, I'm not spending any money on porno, because when I feel the urge, I go downstairs and I go, oh, I've got like 12 minutes of this movie and...
Kind of a bargain.
Really,
thing.
Who needs 12?
Right.
I mean, you know, I can get the job done. And
so the 12 minutes that you had recorded were particularly satisfying.
Yes, without being terribly graphic, for me, they hit the spot.
I mean, you can go a long time with one little 12-minute section if it's a choice 12-minute section.
It is, and I hadn't even explored all 12 minutes of it.
Ah, then the unknown, so you get the thrill of that as well.
So, anyway, my kid comes home, and I don't think about it, and this is in my TiVo, because there's a lot of stuff in the TiVo, and one night he says something like, hey, can I watch, I know what it was, can I play Xbox Live?
Uh-huh.
Because that's in my cave room.
No problem.
I said, sure, go ahead. You know, you just don't screw up the settings or anything, and I go to bed. Next day, so we're on vacation, he wakes up, whenever he comes downstairs, and he says, hey, how you doing, Romance at Midnight?
Oh, God.
I'm like, excuse me? He said, on your TiVo. That's a nice movie you got there. I was like, oh. Now, keep in mind, he knows that if he opens the drawer that's right next to the TV, inside the nice cabinet there, in with all the regular DVDs are all the porno DVDs that Buzz has bought me. So it's not like there's not porno in the house. But the fact that it's there...
You don't have a secret stash just enough to get you by? You don't keep that in a super secret location under lock and key?
Again, I'm the swinging widower. So
yes.
Now, frankly, I could have porno sitting on the kitchen table. And it really wouldn't matter.
You had that when your wife was alive, though, didn't you?
Yes.
I mean, you actually had that stash. Buzz would always give you a gift every Christmas, right?
Buzz.
Sometimes birthday.
Buzz,
also.
No,
birthday.
This is going to sound so good.
He's a fag.
Okay. Buzz knows what I like sexually.
Right.
And gets,
I pride myself.
And gets me.
He's a fag.
And he gets me the videos that highlight
what I like.
Oh, my God.
Well, I certainly try. I hope they work.
Well, no, I mean, over the years, you certainly have honed and refined it.
Can I make a comment? I believe that of all of us, I think Mr. Burbank knows his way around that content and also knows that, you know, he knows what the good stuff is, what the classy stuff is. And I know you might say classy, porno, those two words used in the same sentence. Yes.
Yes.
The stuff that has, I mean, he was the one that introduced all of us, I think, to Andrew Blake, right?
Right.
I mean, and Andrew Blake is just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Right. He's the Steven Spielberg of pornography.
Yes, yes, he is. If I have one knock on Andrew Blake, I think he does too much girl-on-girl stuff.
Yeah, some people like that, you know, I guess that's his...
But when he doesn't, when he goes out of that,
he's four stars.
Mm-hmm. And you don't even know that you've duped me. I mean, duplicated.
Oh.
You don't even know. When you gave me porno this year for Christmas...
Oh, did I give you one I've given you before?
It was okay, I don't mind having an extra copy.
Well, Cher will swap it out. I mean, give me the one you don't want anymore.
That's gross. I'm not swapping...
Is there anybody in the league of Andrew... Is there anybody like
porno.
Andrew Blake?
Not that I could name. No, but there are some other films being made that are just as good.
Okay.
Because I was going through the DVDs you got me, and I said, oh, that looks good.
That looks good.
I said, oh, hold on. And I remember the name, Masseuse.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that gets raved.
You got me a two DVD set that had the original, was just like made in the 70s or early 80s, but just a hot piece of ass and big like moo, and I mean just
masseuse.
Yeah, she does everything. And then the other side of the DVD was a remake with Jenna Jameson.
Really?
Yeah.
The one that's hot now is called Pirates, and it's a takeoff on Pirates of the Caribbean. It was shot on the same ship as Mutiny on the Bounty. So it's the same sets, and this is the first multi-million-dollar porn production. It was shot over a period of 3 months. It's a major motion picture.
I'd love to see that.
Well, really, all people want to see is one thing going into another thing.
Yeah, well...
I know there was one about a year ago called Butt Pirates of the Caribbean that was well-received.
probably a different genre.
It's called Pirates?
Yeah, just called Pirates.
You have access to that?
It's in my house.
Really?
Rated R.
Wow.
Get out of here.
There's Mr. Asexual, who comes in with the cartoon joke.
Of course, we're talking about sex. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Did I ruin it?
Yeah, you did.
Hello.
God, all of a sudden we bring Bozo in.
As always. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
I mean, you know, it's Boner City, and all of a sudden here comes Jackie the Joke Man.
Hey, that's Fozzie Bear.
Rated R.
Fozzie Bear. Did you hear that? No, I'll give you a shine time. I live to soften.
You know, we're having a neat discussion that we haven't gone on that subject in a very long time, and all of a sudden thumps over the bear in the big blue house.
Well, you know why? Because I think you know he gets none.
No. But he is he's interested.
He's been married so long, and he's got two kids, and he's driving his wife crazy on a daily basis.
His stock grows, so to speak. Didn't we have a stripper for his birthday?
Yeah, why do you think he took advantage?
I mean, that was a special moment.
He seemed to enjoy that.
I mean, just say, Rob and Carrie are, obviously, I love them. They're like family to me.
Of course.
Godfather to one of their children. I couldn't be closer.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say, Carrie, if you're listening, Rob won't say this to you. Daddy's got to eat.
Help me out.
He's a hungry boy.
Help me out.
Daddy's hungry.
He's a hungry boy. He needs to be fed.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Please.
He's starving for action. Mm-hmm. So anytime anything sexual comes up on the show, especially now, he wants to get as fast away from it as fast as he possibly can.
I see. Right.
He's going to go home with a double B.
Now it makes sense.
I understand.
He's going to go home all blue.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Is that what it really is? Is that what, or is it something different?
Well... See, do I compromise what... Hi, Rob.
Hi.
Would you leave the room for a moment?
Oh, wow.
Sounds dangerous.
Special moment here.
See, I don't want to get him in trouble with his wife.
No, never.
He's just gotten his hair cut, too. So he's got that giant, like, you know, Southern Sheriff flat top.
The thing is, I mean, although he, like, comes off as asexual, like that... When the topic of sex comes up, he would rather, like, make a fart joke or be a clown.
I probably know more than anybody else. This sounds very gay, but I know he's not. He is very interested.
Well,
very interested.
Then we're about to say the same thing,
okay.
Because I got no doubt that...
But he plays it a different way on this show than any of us do.
And I think...
He never lets anybody in on that part of his life on the show.
No.
And I don't know where that comes from.
Because I know I've been out with Rob on occasion, and he'll say something about a woman.
Uh-huh.
Something flattering, perhaps.
Yeah, and I will look at him like...
It's not like he wants to put her in a bag and throw her into the water.
I was like, oh, my God. Like, your penis works?
Did you say that?
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of how I would look at him, and I wouldn't say to him, oh, my God, does your penis works? Because you're...
Yeah, come on in. You picked the right time. Yeah.
Come on in.
But on the show... He never, ever, like, really does that.
I think he's just as horny as a bag of monkeys.
I'm inclined to agree with you.
Flesh and bone.
And I really think that the next time that Robbie Gomez walks past the window, one of these times...
Look out.
One of these times, Rob is just going to attack her.
Right.
But what's the benefit in four guys talking about how great porno is? I'm counterpoint.
There's the balance.
Yeah, go sit down.
Fair and balanced.
Jesus Christ. You.
But I do think he reacts that way because he ain't getting any.
You think so?
Oh, interesting.
There's got to be some reason.
And we don't discuss it, but I'm just guessing you don't get any.
Well, that's a good guess.
So yeah, I knew. You don't get any.
Yeah.
Because I know. I know what it's like.
It could be fixed.
How could this be fixed?
By getting some.
He could be Casanova coming in. You mean you? If you got some, you'd be initiating the porn discussion.
Maybe, but you know what? That's science fiction. Why even bother to see her?
I mean, Buzz is talking about a movie. I'm just going to take a few steps back here. Buzz is describing a movie seriously, and he's doing a decent enough job of it. Where he's talking about the production values, million-dollar, big-budget porno. I am just riveted. And you slide in there with your oversized head and go, arr!
Right.
You know, all of a sudden, it's Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Okay, hold on, Mike.
It's amazing.
Look at it like this. I know you're into your diet.
Right.
Let's say that you're somewhere and all they're talking about is whatever. Like Ross said, the fried chicken with Cap'n Crunch on it.
Right, right.
And that's all they're talking about. Wouldn't you... change the topic.
Yeah, I'd probably come over and say, "Let's talk about duties."
Right. If it's something you really wanted, but you couldn't have.
Okay, all right. Okay. I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with that theory.
I get it now.
Hello there. Oops, are we doing that? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey guys, you have a great show today.
Thank you.
But that opening song, I just felt like the teeth falling out of my head.
Right, well, you know, again, what can I say?
Taking a look at this 1969 picture of Jeannie C. Riley, she might be in the same situation right now.
What can I say? I believe I gave you a disclaimer before, so, you know, it's like, you know, caveat, you know.
Answer.
Beware, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Buyer beware, that thing.
Right.
You know,
I was all right with that, but my big eye...
okay.
What?
Oh, I'm saying by...
Well put, huh?
Bye!
I like that big 60s Marlo Thomas hair.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I like that.
Hello. Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going?
Elvis liked it, too.
Mm-hmm. It's going okay. Hi there.
So I wanted to ask you, Don, do you ever TiVo Around the Horn, the show that comes on directly before PTI?
No. Although, isn't the guy that's the host of that, isn't he the guy that's the stat boy on PTI?
Yeah, he's the same guy that, I can't remember what his name is, but he's
Here's
kind of a sleazy, wetback-looking guy.
Seriously. Thank you, my friend.
Yes,
that's exactly it. He's the wetback-looking guy.
Well,
the thing about Around the Horn is the whole sports writers talking on TV, that's really all done... as well as it could be done by Tony Kornheiser and Mike Wilbon.
Can't be done any better than that.
And so now what you've got is like, I don't know, six or seven guys at a time on this Around the Horn show.
Has there been any word as to what Kornheiser's going to do after? I mean, is he going to stay with PTI?
I think so.
While he's doing Monday Night Football?
I think so.
Good.
Oh, when we were talking about ESPN before,
yeah.
I forgot to mention this. Mike was saying to me today in the office, he said, "Hey, did you see the end of the Red Sox game on SportsCenter?"
Yeah.
And I said, you know, it's busy. And I was explaining how, you know, because SportsCenter's on every hour. If, like, you go by the TV at 8:30 and you see something like how the Texans aren't going to pick Reggie Bush number one, I guess.
Right.
So I see they got a nice big NFL package. And I think to myself, I can come back at 9:30, 10:30, 11:30 and watch this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like 11:30. I roll back by the TV. Oh, hey. Good, the football part's going to be on. I sit down, and it's Stuart Scott, who is, of course, too cool for the goddamn room.
Oh, man, yeah. And we did an interview with Stuart Scott years ago where you want to talk about a guy that takes himself too seriously.
Mr. One-Eye.
Unbelievable.
So Sammy Davis Jr. standing up there. Peter Falk is standing up there, trying to give anybody else with a glass eye.
Sandy Duncan,
right.
Yeah, go on Wheel of Fortune, buy an eye. Anyway, he's standing up there, and now... I'm fine with the way Stuart Scott speaks.
Uh-huh.
Like, for instance, he doesn't say,
hey, we're going to do a feature now about pro quarterbacks. What he'll say is something like, yo, Jack got money. Jack's a player. He know how to get the ball downfield. He comes strong. Huh. Doesn't take it. I mean, you know, it's done hip-hoppy, soul. Right. I don't mind.
And that's his style, and that's okay.
He's the booyah guy.
Right.
But here's what pisses me off about Stuart Scott. As they're saying, what's happening in the NFL? Let's go to Stuart Scott. And he's standing in front of the big monitor. And as he's doing the intro to say that we're going to do a football piece, somebody's throwing a football to him on the set. And so here's how it starts. He goes, you know, it takes a pretty tough brother to play the position of quarterback in the NFL. Somebody throws him the ball and he catches the ball.
He's
a player.
Right.
Man.
So he's got his arms go out. You see the big cufflinks and everything. And he puts the ball, kind of tucks the ball, almost makes the touchdown pose almost. Because, a lot of brothers say you just can't do it. There's too much to it. But all you really got to do is put your arm into it. And then he goes back and he tucks it back off stage. Uh-huh. And then he just stands there and he goes, so what you got to ask yourself before this NFL season, began to catch another pass from the stage guy off left. And then he just kind of poses with the football like he's a real football player.
Right.
Now, here are the people in sports TV that are allowed to touch a football.
I like this rule.
Very simple. Everybody on the pregame shows, because they all pretend they play football.
Mm-hmm.
They've all got the fake playing fields. Mm-hmm.
Doing that to demonstrate like a particular play, too, right? So you're allowed to do it if you're doing that.
Right. Now, then you've also got the extremes. Mm-hmm. A guy like Chris Berman.
Right.
Who is, I don't think, when I watch the ESPN show a couple of times, I don't think that I have not seen. He may hold a football. He's just a dumb fan. He's not trying, like at the desk.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And John Madden can hold a football.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But, no, Stuart Scott.
And any former player in the NFL can hold a football.
Now, for instance, if they were going to do a story about, Barry Bonds, you picture Dan Patrick standing there. Same deal, same big story. Well, the world is upside down about Barry Bonds today. You know, he puts up his hand, you know, and bare hands like a baseball come out.
Oh, no. Nah.
Yep, they say that he might be up on perjury charges. He tosses it back. What do you think? We went to ESPN.com. Whoa! Here goes another. You know, I mean, who stands there and catches a ball?
You know, it's funny when you have one bad experience with somebody. And years ago, we had that bad experience with Stuart Scott. Mm-hmm. And a guy it was very simple. We both thought when he walked off our show, he didn't walk off. I mean, we got done
when
he
left. Yeah.
When he left, we both thought that he took himself too seriously. And I've watched him over the years, and I've watched him take himself more and more seriously. Mm. And what I don't like is any broadcaster, and he's a fine broadcaster, does a good job, that takes himself too seriously, that makes this aura around him that indicates he's more important than what he's covering, and I can't stand that. I've always hated that.
The show on ESPN that just ended, that I know Mike watched it at least once. To give you an idea of the guys that I picture I'm playing against, Madden and Xbox Live, they had a show called Madden Nation.
I saw it.
Where they would take like the best Madden players in the world, or in the country, put them on a bus, have them wear the jerseys of their favorite players,
right.
And as they drove around the country, they played each other. This is a TV show.
Right.
And as you watch the TV show...
Didn't it end up in Times Square or something like that?
Yeah, where they got to play on like the big screen in front of Good Morning America.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What you see as you're watching this is like the level of sophistication. Now, you're looking at these guys, and you think all of them, like they had 10 guys.
Mm-hmm.
You look at all of them right away and say, loser.
Mm-hmm.
Black, white, Hispanic, fat, skinny, good-looking, ugly,
right.
Dreadlocks to bald.
They're all there.
Still, you look at them and you go, these guys are freaking losers. They're on a bus playing a game. But then you see how into it they get because as they're standing and talking, like they're saying stuff like, yo, he's in the two-man zone. He's going to roll that safety back. As soon as he rolls that safety back, I'm going to move this guy in motion. I'm going to hit him on the pitch out, and boom, I'm going to be down. I mean, they're really talking strategy.
Yeah.
And I realized, these are like the guys that I'm playing against on the intranet.
They have tournaments. Don't they have tournaments for this stuff?
You win $100,000.
Right.
It's like that thing from that John Grisham book, Runaway Jury, where John Cusack wants to get on the jury. And the way he gets on the jury is he says to the judge,
I can't be on the jury.
You got a Madden tournament.
Because there's a Madden tournament. Right? Anyway, this thing was finally on TV. And just seeing these guys.
Right.
Now, I'm in a lot of cases, I'm able to put a face.
Does it make you want to step up your game a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. But these guys are the best players in the country.
But it really, that game is so beautifully designed that you could spend 5 days a week, 10 hours a day, doing it, which is what those guys do.
How ridiculous is this? I started, I guess, about a month and a half ago, a franchise mode, where I'm being the Indianapolis Colts.
Right.
And you start the 2005 season, and you play on. I'm all the way up to 2012. So by now, Marvin Harrison has retired. Brandon Stokely has retired.
Do they go far enough where they take guys that are in college?
No, they start making up guys. Start making up guys. But what I realize as I'm doing this is I'm playing my sixth make-believe year, where it's like 2012. Peyton Manning has played for 14 years.
Right.
I'm thinking, because I play it now, I don't play the exhibition season,
right.
But in each season, there are 16 games, at least two playoff games, and a Super Bowl. So it's roughly 20 games. 20 times 5, 6, 7 franchise seasons I've played so far with Xbox 360.
Wow. You played 140 games?
Yes, and it takes about an hour to play a game.
Mm-hmm. Do you think your skills will match those of the guys that were on the TV show?
No.
Wow.
No, they are so much better than I am. But what, when you sit down and look at it like that, and when you ponder your life and you go, 140 hours,
right.
Maybe just since, after New Year's, that I've devoted, and that's just in franchise mode.
Right, right.
That's not counting when I go on Xbox Live and play against other guys.
Okay? 5.5 days.
5.5 days, thank you, Rob. Five and a half days. What the frick is wrong with me?
It's all about the skills.
Mad stuff.
I play video games occasionally. I wish I had a video game that I enjoyed that much, and I never do. Because, I like the little shooter games that are over as soon as they start.
And I'm just so ready for my team to fall apart. But I keep picking up these guys who I've turned into superstars. Like, have you ever heard of Quincy Whitehead?
No.
Of course not. He's a made-up guy. But
he's the one with the acne, right?
But guess what? Whitehead. No, that's his brother, Blackhead.
Blackhead.
But guess what? In the year 2012, he's the number one receiver in the NFL.
Wow.
What if that comes true? What if the box correctly predicts future great players?
But they're making up the names, Buzz.
Exactly.
But will there be a new one, too? Isn't there a new one right around the corner, too?
Oh, in August.
In 2007?
In August. Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
And then you start the whole thing up again.
Start all over again. And that's when you just throw the old game away.
Right.
I mean, you don't throw it away, but you just put it right there in that little holder thing.
You're on to something if you've got a television show on ESPN where they're showing these guys compete. And they do the stuff in bars all over the country.
Wow. Love it. Just freaking love it. Oh, and as a matter of fact, you called me one night and said, hey, there's a show on that you should really see.
Oh, my
see.
God. I mean, I remember when you were talking about when you were playing the brothers and you were getting your ass kicked, and I saw it, and I said, it looked like I was looking at the guys that might have beaten you, and they were featured on this television show.
Wow.
Where it's all about playing Madden.
And again, I hate to be like, Mr. I know everything in advance, and I know I gave you that, too. This was like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Right.
Mike called me like, I said, hey, are you aware that there's, and I'm like, yes, I've got a TiVo.
Right.
Okay. Bye.
It's fascinating. It was probably one of my Sunday mornings of viewing when I wasn't watching ESPN2 and the saltwater fishing shows, which are now my passion.
Wow.
That's seriously what I watch. Not freshwater. Not after Lake Okeechobee. But saltwater fishing shows.
Marlon.
I wish I knew the name of the show I watch. I'm addicted to it. Mm-hmm. It's great. They go all over the world. They got a big boat. He travels with his hot wife and his little baby daughter. They have a chef on board and a fishing guide on board. Then they catch the fish. They get the fish on the boat. And then they chop it up and they eat it in a special recipe. It's like Food Network meets a fishing show.
I don't even watch it, but the title is, it's so close.
Outdoor
to me.
Adventure or something like that. It's something. And he travels and he's a young guy and I'm jealous as hell. He's got this big boat.
Is it
like a luxury boat?
Is it on the second ESPN high def channel?
It's on ESPN 2.
On 73?
It's on 73 and it's on Sunday morning. There's a whole block of saltwater fishing shows, and most of them just suck. But this one is just fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Little red-haired wife.
Don, I'm freaking jealous, man.
Fishes, too.
Jealous of what, sir?
I'd love to be able to play Xbox for 3 weeks, 3 work weeks.
Well, think about it.
Oh,
and, think about it. I mean, I have, but, you know. I've got nothing else going on in my life.
We only work half a day, sir.
Yeah, you only work half a day.
Right, yeah.
Bye!
Watch it, Burbank.
And a lot of it is, terribly lonely weekends.
But you get on a roll with it. That game is probably the best because you can get on a roll with it.
That is the biggest problem, and I used to even tell Frida that it's so addictive.
It is.
Like, and especially if you get going and you feel, oh, I am unbeatable. It's like, just one more game.
Right.
Just one more. Come on.
Carpal tunnel syndrome.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Endorphins.
Hello. And I'm sure that the faces, incidentally, I don't know what happened there. The faces I make that I play while I'm playing this game.
Yeah.
I'm sure very similar to J.O. faces. I'm very sure it's very similar to turning Japanese faces.
Oh, and it's like if you get sacked or somebody intercepts a pass, it's the same face that you would make at the moment.
The grip is about the same.
Oh, yes. Hello, Don. Oops, what are we doing here? Don and Mike Show.
Hey, are you guys live or is it tape right now?
It's a tape today. They took the day off.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, we're not live right now.
Just a stupid, interesting fact. You're talking about Madden, the Madden show?
Yeah.
One of the kids, I know Don lives in Great Falls. One of the kids is from Langley High School. The Chow kid, the guy represents Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah. Do you like the rerun today?
Yeah, actually, a lot.
Good.
When do you think it last aired?
When
did you first hear it?
Like December? I don't know, January?
Yeah, that's right. You got it. You nailed the month.
We're just doing some research, if you don't mind. Do you mind when Don and Mike just take days off and just put a tape on?
No. I mean, I understand they've been going through a lot of stuff. I mean, they blame it on the lawyers, blame it on whatever, and I know they're arguing with everyone. So, I mean, I go ahead and take the days off. They come back with quality every time.
Do you mind that they're not here today? They're not going to be here tomorrow, I think. Are they coming back on Friday?
They might be coming back on Friday for a half day.
I heard maybe.
Well, yeah, who knows? It's the hangover from 420 anyways, right? So.
That's absolutely.
Exactly. Okay, right. No, it doesn't bother me as a listener.
Right, so, Merry Christmas.
And the show that's on today,
yeah.
You like it, even though it's a rerun, you're okay with it?
Yeah, I mean, well, the thing about it is I'm in the car for an hour, 10 minutes. So I never hear all of it. So I'm always coming in at a point.
Fine. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question right now.
Go.
Who do you think you're speaking to right now?
Mike.
Right. And who else do you think you're speaking to?
Honestly, I don't know.
Well, it's me, Joe, and you're right. Hi there. When the show goes on vacation, or when Don has to take a day off, Mike comes in and just sits and runs the tapes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So you just like get to hang out and listen to yourself and just
I love
whatever.
Listening to myself. That's why I volunteered for it.
Is Rob there?
Rob is upstairs. Rob's upstairs in the office. He's baking.
Well, very good. Joe, so what's up?
Joe, say hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Nice.
So do you like my segments on the show?
Yeah, I love your addition. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad to be sitting here with Joe right now because for a while there we couldn't work together.
I remember that too.
Hey, do you think you know what? Should we rerun that segment next? We'll get some instant
Were they just yelling at you?
What?
Well, I remember when you came back and they were talking about this is when Don first came back. This is, I guess, 2 weeks ago.
Hey, I have a question for you. This is Mike again. Do you think I should show my kids the movie Hostel?
Yeah. No, actually, that's kind of funny. You're talking to a Blockbuster employee right now, too.
Blockbuster. You wearing the blue button-down with the tan pants right now?
No more late fees.
Sorry, no, I'm actually on my way to Mason.
And 13th grade.
Yeah.
Got a jackpot here. Jackpot here.
Actually.
Way to go in the tournament. Nice job.
Yeah, well...
How will we know that? That's because I'm running tape.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of funny because...
I'll tell you something. Can I just jump in for a second? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike won't say this. We could say this because we're just talking to you while the segment's playing.
Oh, yeah.
I think Don's just a lazy ass, and I hate the fact he takes so much time off. And, Mike, I don't know why you just don't do the show when he's not here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, why is he not here today? Was it another one of his personal days? Is that
Joe? You? Joe, come on! I never ask. You know, I don't ask. I'm not. That's not my place to ask.
Mike, you know, and can I ask your name? What's your name, friend?
My name is Michael.
Can I tell you the truth? You know that thing that Mike and I did on the air where Mike got hurt my feelings and I quit and everything?
Yeah.
Can I tell you the truth? That was a joke.
Yeah.
That was a joke. I love Mike.
We actually vacation together.
I hate Don. I can't stand that son of a bitch. God, he makes my life miserable.
This guy's going to call when Don gets back to
you. You promise you won't call him? Do you promise you won't call him?
Well, this is Don, correct? I mean, it's your voice is Don.
Okay, fine. Okay, you know, I thought the lady...
Do you have a radio handy?
Yeah, I do.
Why don't you turn it up?
I thought the lady from last hour was the dumbest of all time.
Yeah, we've got a tie at least. Turn your radio up.
Well, that's kind of... I'm on the air right now?
Turn the radio up.
Turn the radio up.
Damn, that son of a bitch. Can't stand that son of a bitch.
Just leave it on for about 25 seconds.
That's all I'll listen.
Okay.
You are the stupidest listener that we've had in this calendar year.
You are not qualified to stack DVDs at Blockbuster or attend any further classes at George Mason University. Now turn your radio
up
way
and listen
up.
To it. Turn it up and listen to it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Turn your radio up.
Can I get a note?
Shut up.
Shut up and listen.
Okay.
Turn it up.
Can't stand that son of a bitch. Just leave it on for about 25 seconds. Okay. You are the stupidest listener that we've had in this calendar year.
You are not qualified to see.
It is only April, though.
Shut up.
Blockbuster or attend any further classes at George Mason University. Now turn your radio away.
How else are we going to learn you?
See, here's another problem. Just like the dumb lady, he's a talker, not a listener.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to see you want to yammer away.
But he's worse than she is because at least she knew that she, although she didn't know you were making a joke.
And she never acknowledged her mistake.
She knew that she was on the radio and that we were here live.
She did, unlike this gentleman.
Well, I apologize to you guys for wasting your time. I just assume with the Madden segment, since I guess it hadn't aired in a while, that it was taped.
What?
What Madden segment?
I feel like one of your professors would be just shaking his head looking at you. What do you mean?
Remember before the NCAAs, before they became everybody's favorite school, when I said George Mason, which is right here by our radio station in Fairfax, Virginia. Remember when I said it was 13th grade? This guy is magna cum laude. Okay, this guy is the brainiac. He is the average George Mason student. I stand by my assessment. It's 13th grade with a hell of a basketball team. Hello?
You guys told me not to talk, so, I mean...
There you go. All right, well, it's been good talking with you, son.
Thank you, Don. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you for being with us live on the radio.
Thanks for calling the best of Don and Mike.
Merry Christmas!
There he goes, babbling away, wanting to say something else.
What was that?
No, like, thank God.
There you go.
Reminds me of a lot of salespeople.
Hello, Don and Mike. That was pretty good. Pretty good dumb guy, though.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good dumb guy.
Very good.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, getting back to Stuart Scott, I don't really think that any of those broadcasters should be getting on the little mini football field. I don't think, does it really add anything? Do you really learn, like...
No.
They feel like down and out, and it's just a bunch of old, like, retired guys, and their sleeves rolled up and tied.
It does look silly every time
we all agree.
I like to watch Ditka, though. I agree with that guy.
Yeah.
Bye!
You know, Buzz?
Yep.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
You're coming on, Buzz.
Uh-huh.
Ditka is the one thing on the ESPN show.
Right.
On occasion, I've seen him really push a guy.
Yeah.
I was like, that's, you know, where whoever it is, Tom Jackson, ever looks back like, hey, Coach, what are you doing?
Now you're talking, though. If you have those guys on the big mini football set really make contact with pads and
helmets. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
That guy was a winner. Hey, Mike, the show that you were thinking about is used to be called Fish On. Now it's called Offshore Adventures.
I'm allergic to good callers.
She is smoking, and then she's a little redhead. Offshore Adventures.
Thank you, my friend.
They fish, they cook the fish, and then they make babies.
There you go. All right, that tied it all together. We got a break. We'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Good health, Mike, and I wish anything you wish yourself.
Same to you, Larry. God bless you.
Mike Ditka.
good guy.
I want to know, instead of getting mad at the way his team played, why did, during the press conference, why did it appear that Mike was holding back, trying not to cry like the baby that he is?
Well, Neil, I tell you, what you are, I can't say on the air. But I tell you what, I'm 53 years old. And I my office is at 250 North Washington. Anytime you want to meet me there, you call me back on the air. You tell me what time and when, and I'll whip your ass. You got that, big boy? It's easy to hide behind a microphone, son. Let's get your face out in public and let's live where people have to see you every day, and we'll see who the gutless wonder is.
The Don and Mike Show.
And now, because there's nothing else on, the Don and Mike Show.
Right. That's funny, right, Ava?
You know, I like the way you go between calling her Ava and Eva. I wish you'd stay with Ava.
Ava.
Ava's a tribute, Mike.
Ava Longoria.
Ava's a tribute in so many ways.
She's muscular. She's brawny.
Uh-huh. She is.
Ava Brawny.
Ava.
Okay, stop that. Please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I got a cross for you between Ava Longoria and Stuart Scott.
Yeah?
It was that Craig Kilborn. You remember he left ESPN, thought he was so cool.
Now, we know who he is, but why is he a cross between Stu Scott and Longoria?
Okay, Longoria, she said earlier, you guys were talking about on her contract, when she's done, she's leaving it. She's through with it. She's not doing the show anymore. Well, Kilborn, when he got done doing the Late Show, I mean, he was going to go off and do the movies, and he thought he was so cool.
You know, I don't know if I remember it that way. I think I remember...
Did he... I mean, Kilborn was shown the door, right?
No, he quit.
Did he quit?
Yeah, he wanted to go do movies.
No,
he thought he was so cool after, like, Old School, or...
No,
was
he
it?
Went to do CBS.
Those Kilborn fans just won't let go.
Hold on. Kilborn was on CBS. He couldn't leave to go to CBS. He quit that show.
Yeah.
He did the Late Show. He did the one that Ferguson.
He is now replaced by the guy from Drew Carey.
Colin Ferguson.
It was not my understanding that he quit for his scary big movie career. I think Craig Kilborn actually got tired of doing it and just quit.
And where is Craig Kilborn now?
Exactly. He's having lunch with Kathy Lee.
Exactly.
Bye.
Did you hear Regis say the other day that he went to a party at Kathy Lee's house?
No.
Why does that sicken me when I hear that? I wish he would stay away from her.
You know why? You know why he goes? He goes because now he's starting to hate Kelly, and now
I think you're right.
Now he commiserates. He can sit with Kathy Lee and
back
say,
to mommy.
You know, now what?
God, she is such a bitch.
Now what used to be the bad old days with Kathy C. Gifford are now the good old days
because Kelly is more popular than Kathy Lee.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot. You know what? We can. Let's table this.
Okay.
We can have our...
Let's bury that.
Because we do want to have at some point today a discussion about Regis's real life, what seems to be gay trip to Los Angeles to see Jack Nicholson.
Yes, yes. He's going nuts.
But hold on. We've got something coming up right now. I know a lot of people... You know, we get email at dynamitewebsite.com.
Yes.
People always wanting to get the best bits back on the show.
Of course.
Well, I can't tell you how many emails we have not received with people asking us to do...
Explain yourself.
Right. How many have we not received?
Dozens.
So we've not gotten...
We have not received emails from people saying that they really want this feature back.
Explain yourself.
We haven't gotten so many emails where people are saying to us, you know, get Explain Yourself back on the air as soon as possible.
We're not we have not received not one.
Yeah.
We have received not one email about this, which is why we brought it back.
Excellent.
Because you told us how much you love it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the deal is this. There's a guy named Dave.
Hi, Dave.
He lives in Santa Cruz, California.
You know, when you say that, we should all say it. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave. Dave. He's a guy that's got a scam. First off, you should know he's a DJ turned minister.
Oh, well, there's real trouble right there.
And he's offering up deeds of sale for heaven.
Right.
For $55, you can buy a piece of land in heaven. So, of course, we have to...
Explain yourself.
Ask him to explain himself.
Mm-hmm. Says he's yet to sell one deed.
Now, I think you and I should show some discipline.
and we should make a pact right now as best buddies not to venture into Larry Land today.
It could be easy with this guy.
But, but you know, the last time we ventured into Larry Land...
Explain yourself is not... The rules on explain yourself are you and I are you and I on this. We do not we do not venture into any sort of silly character. We simply chat with the guy and ask him to do what the big voice says. Explain yourself.
Okay. Now that I've said that...
Because I frankly believe in this guy.
I'll probably be the first to violate the rule.
Mm-hmm.
So if I do...
Depends on how it goes.
Well, no, but I think...
Don't expect me to come following suit.
Yeah, Thursday.
We got a Larry thing coming up.
Yeah, you see, you don't want to burn it out.
No, you don't.
And frankly, when I saw this, I thought...
Hello.
Hello, is this Dave?
What's left of him?
Dave, hi, this is Don and Mike. You're on the air. Thank you for joining us.
What's left of you, Dave? Are you ill?
The famous Don and Mike.
Are you ill, Dave? You said what's left of you. Are you?
Well, I had a severe brainstem hemorrhage stroke. Oh, several years ago, left me in a coma for 10 days, and when I came out of it, which surprised everybody, I was half paralyzed.
Wow. Are you experiencing any side effects from your stroke now?
Well, I still don't walk, you know. And
Which half are you paralyzed on, if I may
left
ask?
Left side. I'll tell you a secret, man. For the first 6 months...
Then you're all right now.
For the first 6 months, was from the right side towards the left side, if you get my drift. Then finally, thank God, everything worked out.
Now, geez, how do we get to it? You unfortunately are paralyzed.
That's right.
You used to be a DJ.
Talk show host.
Well, same thing.
Syndicating, actually, got wiped out. Like an outhouse fly.
What was that?
Syndicating, talk show host, and got wiped out like an outhouse fly.
You mean your ratings weren't good and they took you off the air?
No, the stroke did.
Oh, the stroke was
yeah, that'll do it. Other than that, you would have been what? Were you one of those guys?
Probably as big as Art Bell.
So how old were you when you had the
Art
stroke?
Art Bell.
Just turned 48.
Wow. 48.
Yeah.
Dude, here's why we're calling you. We got a press release saying that you're claiming to sell real estate in heaven.
Why not?
And we have a feature on the show. Please listen. You're selling real estate in heaven.
Explain yourself.
That's the name of this feature.
I'll tell you what. Over the following 2 years after this thing happened, I didn't get religion. I'm always spiritual. So I started studying and did some corresponding courses and became an ordained minister.
Of
the metaphysical interfaith church.
Cut through all the crap. Cut through the crap. How can you be selling real estate in heaven? How can you possibly be selling real estate in heaven?
Explain yourself.
Explain that.
Why not? Does it every minister, rabbi, pastor, imam, whatever you want to call it, it's all about the pie in the sky and the by and by. Except I'm here to tell you about here and now and how.
I just want to tell you something. You're a worse carny than those people that run the commercials that say we'll name a star after you.
Sure.
You are lower than they are.
Well, see, get my drift here. My thing is very humorous because I believe that God is love and light and laughter. I tell people, you don't think God's got a sense of humor? Look in the mirror.
Have you sold any more? It says you hadn't sold one deed yet. Have you sold any since this was published?
I just hit the fan this weekend, actually. You guys are like first show them on.
Oh, this is I see.
The first chance for him to publicize.
Oh, it's right. The first chance to publicize.
Yeah, you guys got the first dibs on it.
Oh, boy. Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Good booking.
Thank you.
An exclusive. A Don and Mike exclusive.
You're the greatest,
this is
Rob.
An exclusive. We're the first to find out about how you're selling
again,
deeds.
Alan, you know, Alan.
It's a beautiful two-part document, and when you read it, what I've done here is in a humorous way.
I don't know what to call him.
Ava.
Ava. Dave.
Yeah.
Dave, my friend.
Yes.
Let's say there is a heaven. I think we're agreed that there is a God. We had a very deep religious discussion on the show yesterday about this time, so I will try not to keep it very deep. But let's just imagine that there is a God.
Yeah.
And that when you do get to heaven, he's sitting up there with his big Santa Claus suit on and his robe or whatever, Superman suit, whatever you envision.
That's about right.
Don't you think that he's going to say to you, hey, hold on. You're the douchebag that was taking people for $55 a head to get land in heaven. Guess what, dude?
The philosophy is everybody's going to probably get there because everybody's love and children of God.
Well, and, now, again, without
you,
getting,
you agree
without
with
getting
him,
deeply religious with you, I agree with you to some extent that everybody's soul goes to heaven. However, as I've explained many times, I call this the Hitler heaven theory of mine. There is a basement to heaven, which is really like hell. And that's where all the scum goes. I mean, are the worst scum that we have to offer. I'm not saying that you'd be sharing a room with Mussolini.
Those have to be recycled bin.
Or Hitler. But you might be able to swap sugar with them. I mean, you might be just one floor up. It might be like a laugh-in thing where you would open up your windows and you could just lean right down and say, you know, hey, Adolf, you know, got any Adolf's meat tenderizer?
You think he wouldn't be on the very bottom that this is not such a terrible thing? This is not like genocide, but it is it's pretty shady.
Here's how I can put it to you, Mike. I think that God would probably classify him on a much smaller level as like a Jim Baker type.
Damn,
okay.
Damn,
so, Mike, where
would he be on a higher floor? I'd put him on a higher floor than Jim Baker.
So,
I would put him on a lower floor than Ron Popeil.
What about Rob Schneider?
Rob Schneider would be on a higher floor than both Ron Popeil and
No.
Well,
no,
Rob Schneider's never done anything but make bad movies.
What did he do?
Deuce Bigelow.
No.
European Gigolo.
But,
sorry.
It's art. It's
you know
art.
What that is? That is a one-way ticket to being Hitler's bitch.
Oh, my God, you're wrong.
Again, when it's religion, Mike, I'm sorry. Things come out of me. I speak in tongues.
Now, you see, what I've done here is not denominational. It could be paradise. It could be whatever you fancy.
Dave, I have to tell you, I mean, Don might be commenting on the morality of this entire enterprise, but I'm curious about the nuts and bolts. If I buy a deed to heaven, what comes with the deed? Is it a piece of paper? Do I get any kind of steak knives?
Explain yourself.
All right. First, you get a deed for celestial estates. Second part is an oath and affirmation. When you read it, it has descriptions of various regions of what we call heaven and paradise.
T-shirt. Except. How about a T-shirt?
Yeah. Well, no, that's next.
What?
That could be next.
That could be. What I'm looking at really is two pieces of paper that may be, and I'm saying may be, completely worthless.
Do you have to blow your nose?
There's high-quality, 100% cotton blonde, and very well done with care. It's not a cop thing. See, look, this might...
Would you like to blow your nose?
After coming out from a 10-day coma, having a near-death experience, I was right there looking through the pearly gate, so to speak.
When did you come out of your coma?
Pardon me?
When did you come out of your coma?
Not yet.
About 6 years ago.
Oh, 6 years ago.
Hey, Dave, can you sing us a song?
No.
Any song. Come on. How about Zippity-Doo-Dah, Zippity-Yay?
Yeah,
my.
I was a drummer, not a singer.
What a wonderful day.
Drummer. Well, he was a drummer.
I tell you what.
Hey, how about something?
Mike, who's a DJ.
Can you sing the Titanic song by Celine Dion?
Oh, yeah.
I love that song.
I'll tell you guys what. Go to landinheaven.com. Take a look at it. You'll see what it's
I'll say that clearly for you, David. It's landinheaven.com.
Yes.
Can you sing Jesus Is Just All Right With Me?
Yeah, the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Hey, Dave.
Yes?
Do you make?
Pardon me?
Do you make?
Do I make what?
You know what men make. You ever make?
You mean since the stroke?
Yeah. Can you still make?
No, I've been on the back burner.
Can you? I mean, are you still able to? You know.
You know what I mean, there's number one, and then there's number two, and then there's everyone's favorite number three.
Well, after you have the near-death heavenly experience, you become more selective, so to speak. Like you guys, when I was activated, talking to those, had babes everywhere.
You know, why do I picture we're talking to the guy who runs the comic book store on The Simpsons?
Yeah, you know, the man about town, beautiful women. Then something like this gives you a setback. You got to think about life a little deeper.
Dave, that was a very long-winded answer. Are you still sexually active?
Sure.
Ah, that's good news.
Dave, again. Let's just cut through the BS so we can end the segment.
Yes, answer the question, Ruprecht.
What you are saying...
Yeah, what?
So, hold on. You also sell nutritional products?
Sure. The best. That's why I ain't dead yet.
Are you a member, even though you've had a stroke, are you a member of the Big Man's Club? Are you a big guy?
No.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You are recovering from a stroke,
and
you are selling nutritional products.
Explain yourself.
That's right. Like you said, probably why I'm not dead, you know?
What do you sell?
Liquid vitamins and minerals, supplements, very good quality stuff. tasty.
Is there hair in them? Is there hair in them?
No. We have about 20 million year old hair.
What?
It's about 20 million year old hair.
20 million year old
hair.
How many?
Organic human shale.
What?
Mine leached out for all the qualities.
Do you have a cold, or do you sound this way because of the stroke?
I had a stroke. I had a tracheotomy.
Oh, a tracheotomy. Okay.
Being a talk show, I was kind of in, so you wake up with how to talk, how to breathe, how to eat, how to swallow.
Right. Oh,
and so I had a stomach tube. I'm going, well, to the closest.
And still, all of that, you've been through all of that, and God was gracious enough to save your life. And how do you say thank you to him? You say, I'm going to be a shyster, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to go around and sell pieces of imaginary space to people for $55. Again, Dave.
Explain yourself.
Buying land in heaven? Please.
I heard this of yo-yo selling land in the moon. Who in the hell wants to go to the moon? See nothing there. Hey, I'd rather go to heaven when I land somewhere.
I'd much rather go to heaven than the moon. I'm with you, Dave. I don't know what Don's getting at.
Just landinheaven.com. Take a beautiful look at everybody.
Hey, Dave.
Do you have pictures of heaven on landinheaven.com?
Just about. Close as it gets.
What do you mean, just about, Dave? Now you're starting to lose me now. You said it's two pieces of paper, no T-shirt, and you don't have any pictures of heaven on your website.
No, when you get up on my website, the pages open up, wonderful, celestial, beautiful scenes, and as close as it gets in this dimension.
Do you fancy crystal meth?
No, bad for it, like battery acid.
Yeah, good.
Were you a heavy drinker before you had your stroke?
No. Back in my musician days, like 30 years ago, baby. Yeah.
Were you a smoker before you had your stroke?
Cigars,
Cigars?
Pole smoker?
Not really.
Were you overweight?
Not really. Well,
he's a fag.
So, really. What did you say? Old smoker? What?
Pole smoker.
No, man, I'm slabby smoker. Be serious.
Were you a turd burglar?
No way. Butt pilot? No.
No. Okay. You weren't a butt pilot. Were you overweight?
No.
Huh.
And again, you are selling land in heaven.
Explain yourself.
Well, it's a wonderful concept because when you look at it, what I'm trying to do here is bring more attention. Everybody could leave this planet sooner or later. Uh-huh. So everybody's afraid. Everybody's in denial about the inevitable.
So what, everybody should give you $55 before they check out?
Mm-hmm. Well, no. What you get is, look, let me tell you something. Bill Gates got everything, right? What do you give somebody who has everything?
I haven't.
Yeah.
Hey, do you recommend that you put the deed to heaven in the casket with you?
Good.
What?
It's a beautiful novelty. Think about nobody. It's a wonderful novelty.
Novelty.
When you read it, you read through, you go, it's a really beautiful thing here.
I agree.
What celebrity do you most resemble?
Let me think about that one.
Stephen Hawking?
No, I'm not that.
Lulu Roman?
No.
Do you have to use the tongs when you need to clean yourself?
No. Thank God. No.
So you do not have
it. So how about that celebrity you most resemble?
I was told for years I used to look like Lonnie from the band War.
Give us someone a little more mainstream. Otherwise, I'm going to be stuck with the comic book guy from The Simpsons.
Are you in a wheelchair?
I don't know. I really don't know if I look at anybody that I can think of, offhand. I'm kind of unique.
We will accept either pre-stroke or post-stroke.
Yeah, either way.
Mm-hmm.
Either way. See you guys, man. What am I doing here?
When's the last time you were with a woman?
Why?
I'm just curious.
I'm curious.
A couple of months ago.
How much did she charge? How much did she charge?
When you live by Santa Cruz, California, I had to proclaim myself a lesbian just to go into town.
How much did she charge you?
Charge me? No, I charged her.
You give her the big high hard one?
Well, you're talking about...
That's my guy, your heat-seeking moisture missile. Yeah! You say, baby, I'll sell you land in heaven, but first...
Right, do you practice any religion, Alan?
What do you call it? Gnostic.
What?
Gnostic.
Agnostic.
Hold on a second.
The existence of God.
Explain yourself.
How can you be agnostic and sell land in heaven?
Agnostic.
What's a Gnostic?
Gnostic. It's a person who's always searching for the higher truth of spirituality.
Well, I thought an agnostic was somebody who might even question the existence of God.
Agnostic is another word for atheist, basically. They'll believe in anything.
Well...
So are you an atheist?
Hell no. A very spiritual individual.
I don't know.
Why did you say you're agnostic?
Agnostic.
He's Gnostic.
Oh, Agnostic.
Yes.
Oh, you're agnostic.
Yeah. Yes.
So you don't have any. You don't practice in any particular religion right now.
No, I've been there and done that.
What do you do? Do you do anything on Sundays?
Yes.
Pops,
I have a radio talk show on Sundays.
Ah, good. Oh,
Picks,
wonderful.
Picks, eats.
David, I have friends that are spiritually minded. We discuss things.
Yeah, it's been a slice of, it's been a slice of the land you're selling. $55 to have you on the show.
I think he's going to sell some deeds to heaven. Yeah.
It costs more to go to the moon, buy a piece of land to the moon. Who the hell wants to go to the moon?
Again, our guest has been Dave Allen.
You can see the moon. Explain yourself.
Right, he's going straight to hell. And thank you for being on the show, Dave.
Hey, thanks for it. It's been fun.
Thanks, right. Dave.
Hey, landhammer.com.
Hey, how are the bed sores?
Don't have any yet. Thank God.
Thank God. All right, good for you.
Thank God. When are you expecting them to arrive?
Hopefully never.
Good.
Hopefully never.
I tried to get walk around a little bit, you know.
All right, Dave. Say out of scooter and mobile.
You know, parallel bars.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Bye-bye.
He doesn't sound like scooter and mobile. Who's the guy that said, I'll call the boss? Where's the tape
lean
of that real?
Gene.
Yeah, Lean Gene.
Oh, yeah.
This is Lean Gene. Uh-huh. That's who I think
right.
he's sounds
I'm
like.
I'm kind of serious.
Kind of serious.
But really, which one of us isn't a stroke away from being him?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
And this is bad karma.
Yeah.
That's what this show's about.
He's a DJ. He's a DJ with a stroke. We could be DJs with strokes.
Absolutely. Buying land in heaven for $55 American.
And I've never heard the term Gnostic before.
Not often.
I've never heard that one.
No.
Never mind about that, Rob.
He's agnostic, not agnostic.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Agamemnon. Agamemnon.
Rob, don't worry about that, because when that new system comes in...
Yeah. Agriculture.
When this new studio is built...
Aggressive.
We're not going to have these problems finding the tapes we need.
Aggregate. Agriculture.
Aggravate.
I'm out. I used all mine. I'm like five ahead of you.
Oh, hold on a second.
You were talking to Rob, though.
Are we playing the ag game?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have agriculture?
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. You have Aggies, like hook 'em horns?
Well, that's kind of like the agricultures, right?
But Aggies, like the Texas Aggies?
Mm-hmm. Agatha Christie.
Ooh, good one.
Christie, Aggie? Aggie Christie?
Christina Aguilera.
Right, it's A-G. Ag. That's all I have. You win, because I just said A-G.
Am I ag. King of the Ags?
King of the Ags.
You are king of the Ags.
Don't you go putting an F on that.
He's a fag.
Thanks, here Tony.
Here's Lean Gene.
Rob, this is Lean Gene.
Yeah.
Would you and your two buddies from the Crybaby Hall of Fame please destroy my phone number?
Does this sound like that guy?
I'm kind of serious about this, you know? I can take it, but I can also dish it out. Like, if I hear from you guys again, I'm liable to go to the president of WTFK and file a complaint against you.
Right.
You don't want that for a Christmas present, right?
No, right.
No.
Have a nice day, Turkey.
Okay, Turkey.
Good morning.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Lean Gene.
These in heaven.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We're broadcasters. In our business, morals are one thing, but ratings are everything.
Giving lovers. So giving. Don and Mike.
Hey, Thomas. Somebody on the show is using their brain.
Yeah?
I think it's me. Because we're running actually on time.
Wow.
That we have time to set up the game, play the game. Hey, Joe Jackson, everybody. maybe give away money to more than one person.
Wow.
And still get the news and comments in tonight.
Amazing.
Without, like, a severe jamming of, like you're being, like you're visiting the Duke lacrosse players. And they're throwing commercials at you.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. You will not feel like the alleged victim.
Right.
And the commercials will not be the alleged Duke lacrosse players.
Exactly.
Later in today's show.
I like the analogy.
Yeah. Now, before we set up the game,
mm-hmm.
we did not talk today. We will tomorrow about this thing with Regis.
Mm. Hi there.
Yeah, tomorrow we got to devote a whole segment to this.
All right.
Both Mike and I watch the Regis show every day.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, get ready to be jealous, B-Wack. I call Mike and talk with Mike about Regis.
You
the way that,
bastard!
The way that I call you and talk to you about American Idol.
I'm sorry, Rob.
We'll always have
I'm Idol. Very, very sorry.
And it's a much earlier call. It's a much earlier call. Of course, because Regis' show is on in the morning. Mike and I know just about every day chat about something that old man Regis has done.
Right.
Something else he's screwed up, another innuendo that he's made that he doesn't understand.
And he was nuts today. He was giddy, giddy little kitty today.
Very briefly, here's the deal. Couple of weeks ago, they Jack Nicholson, after the Oscars,
right,
calls the Regis show.
How often do you call him?
Look at the tears.
Almost daily.
Tears streaming down his
You're
face.
You're so typical. You're like every other one.
Hold on, Rob. Let me get some music for you.
Look at that. Sorry, Rob.
Wow. Let me just get some music for you, Rob.
It's going to take a while for him to recover.
Is he on speed dial?
Position one.
You
Rob, you're just going to have to learn to live with this.
No, I refuse to go on.
Or you're going to have to start watching Regis.
If I do.
Are you really crying?
I use water. If I do, would you call me?
Yeah. This is my official American Idol. I'm sad music.
Yeah.
They're doing Rod Stewart tonight, but not the great Rod Stewart catalog of hits that we all know and love.
No.
It's that crap that he's been putting out for the last 4 or 5 years.
Oh, man. I'm on
standards.
And there's no way he's going to surprise us or anything by singing something good.
No. So it'll be bad tonight. He'll be singing songs you've not heard of. Simon will complain. And then Ryan Seacrest will say something about him. He'll say, after the break.
And, of course, no Bucky Covington.
So anyway, Mike and I now chat about Regis.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of weeks ago, during the Oscars, Jack Nicholson called in to say hello to Regis, as he has a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mike's new to the party, getting up and watching Regis every day.
Mm-hmm.
I know Mike said to me that day, you know, that sounded like a fake Jack Nicholson.
I was almost certain it was a fake Jack Nicholson because he was just, he didn't sound, you know what, I'm so used to people doing impressions of Jack that I really didn't think it was him, but it really was him, and it was proven today.
So they come out today, we'll tell it to you very briefly because we'll want to do a whole bit about this tomorrow because really Regis,
he's a fake
with this Jack thing. They start the show and they go, now here's Regis and Kelly. So they come out and the first thing he says is, well, after the show tomorrow, I'm gone. I'm going out to California.
She's going to Jack's house. And she didn't realize that he's really leaving.
She's like, what? Is this some kind of a bit? Turns out, Jack Nicholson invited Regis to come out.
Come out to my house, Regis.
So he's going out there tomorrow.
Hope you enjoy going to the game with me.
He's taking him to the game, and they're having drinks before at Jack Nicholson's house. He's telling all of this to Kelly Lee Ripa while they're on the air. She's looking around like, you know you've got a job here, right? And he, in essence, he spent about 10 minutes having a serious, borderline gay conversation, saying stuff like, I don't know what to wear for Jack.
Yeah.
Right. I like the way he says my name. I picture him answering the door and going, hi, Regis.
You know how I know, though, that Jack is definitely in Regis's wheelhouse? A shot in the tabloids. I don't know what magazine it was, Us People, something like that, had a picture of Jack talking to a hot chick at the Lakers game.
Right.
And as I look down, I see Jack's shoes. And Jack's shoes are Velcro fasteners.
Oh.
I know we have that floating around here
that
somewhere.
That is sad.
But it is Jack Nicholson.
That's
talking
sad.
To a babe. And if you went down above his, if it was above
wearing
his ankles,
shoes.
He's wearing the old man shoes that, you know, that the old guys wear with the Velcro. But he's still Jack. But I know now that maybe, you know, now that he's slowing down, maybe he's in, you know, Regis's wheelhouse.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow we're going to get some audio of the real Regis talking about this
trip. He'll do it. He'll be out of his mind tomorrow.
And then also tomorrow we'll have an exclusive with Regis and maybe with Jack on the phone at the same time.
It'd be very, very exciting because really the way Regis went on, we kind of think there's something going on.
Like
there.
10 minutes worth of really, and Kelly Ripa was just sitting there going, her head was on a swivel.
Yeah.
Just going, what the frig are you talking about? And then at one point, he got mad at her because she said something. She finally said something to him like, well, you know what you should really wear when you go to his house is just a smoking jacket and your pajama bottoms. Mm-hmm. And then he turned at her and he said, hey,
makes this ugly.
Don't ruin my date with Jack.
Hey, C-word. Right. You know, don't make this into a gay thing.
He was very, very into it. Yeah. And we always, at least Regis on this show, we've always understood what the undertones are.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we talk about Kelly being jealous. She's not jealous. There's another person that's jealous. Mm-hmm.
I enjoy that you and I can share that together.
It's a special time. It is a special time.
It's really nice.
Hey, Spiewak.
Yeah. Really nice. I hope you enjoy your time.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's right. Quite often, Mike, is my first call in the morning.
Don wears the smoking jacket. Mike wears the pajama bottoms.
Hey, buddy, are you watching him today? And Mike will say, oh, yeah. Look at his hands. Look at his old man hands.
I see the phone ring, and I turn it up extra loud.
Don't make this ugly.
But, Rob, don't worry. It is golf season. So there are going to be certain mornings I'm not there. Maybe you could pick up the slack.
You mean there'll be mornings you're not there if I call you?
Oh, no.
You know what sound? Then it'll be, hello, oh, no. Mike, hello? Mike? It's Don. Are you there? Mike? Mike! Pick up! I'm watching Regis. Where are you?
This is
Mike! Mike, I need to talk to you while I'm watching Regis. Where'd you go?
Bye.
We have new music. We have new music.
And then you know what it'll be? Then it'll be this. Hi, Rob.
Yeah.
Don. He's not there. Will you please talk to me about Regis?
Music. Drama. Drama. Wow.
And then you know what'll really happen?
Is there another one?
Oh, no. No, we're out. But then what's going to happen is eventually it'll be... Rob? Pick up. Rob? I know you're there. Please, Rob. I'm sorry I talked to Mike about Regis.
What do you want to talk to me about?
Hi, Johnny.
My phone's always on. I love Regis, too.
Oh, wow. Wild card.
Just like trains.
He's
be
there.
Another one along.
So complicated.
That is a complicated. We're a complicated bunch of gay men.
Johnny, Yanni Norman, our webmaster and also great helper on the show.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Love you, John. You're great. But John? I just don't know you well enough to call you and discuss TV with you. This music is now for John.
Now, he's back there. He's got the sad look.
Yeah.
He's got the tears running down his cheeks right
Sorry,
now.
Sorry, John.
He's giving you a chance to get to know him.
That's right. John, I can't give you the thrill of hearing me analyze TV while it's on.
So if John was to call you, you would answer like you did. You know, in the early days of all of us, I can't be troubled right now. Please don't trouble me with
don't
that
call
right
me
now.
At home.
Okay, tomorrow we'll talk about Regis. Now, here we go. We'll give plenty of people the chance to win $100 bills.
Yay.
All we do is ask that you, as you're listening right now, get out a pencil and a piece of paper.
You know how to play this.
That means only one thing. It's time for some glorious five-way sex. Here we go. Maybe even more. I mean more glorious sex. Time for the return of Can You Get to 10?
All right.
This game, if you've not heard it before, here's how it goes. We'll start with 10 lies. You got to write them all down. Then you call. We break. Then we come back. We call members of your family live on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can get through all 10 lies, and they don't say you're full of crap, or I don't believe this has to be some kind of a radio stunt, if you sell it, you get $100 if the person on the phone ends up saying, okay, I believe you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to hear that each lie gets bigger than the previous one, and it always ends with glorious whatever way sex mm-hmm. with whatever number of people end up in this fictitious situation.
If during at any time during this series of 10 lies, if the person on the other end of the phone, the mother, the father, says, I'll get out of here, or I don't believe you, or you're full of it, or whatever, you are immediately disqualified.
They have to buy it.
And you...
Yes.
Are a loser.
Tail between your legs as you walk away from the Can You Get to 10 game.
And no rushing through the lies.
No, you can't do that either.
So.
You have to craft it.
We need celebs.
Mm-hmm.
I have three names off the top of my head. I ask for your input now.
All right.
First would be, from 24, William Devane. And Mike, are you insane?
Are you insane?
What do you want from me? You want my resignation?
I want all of your resignations in the morning. You, President Logan, are in big trouble.
I'm going to take your daughter right now.
Audrey Range? Are you insane? Jack Bauer. You're bringing down the presidency. I can't let you bring down the presidency. What's the matter with you, Jack?
Are you insane?
Have you been sane?
All right, so I have William Devane.
William Devane.
Because he was so great last night on 24.
Right.
Then I've got Bob Barker.
Uh-huh.
He was on our show last week. And I have our friend Frank Caliendo, because he was on the show the week before that.
Okay.
So we need at least one more guy, and we need a chick. Mike, yeah. Any thoughts?
I have a guy, Stuart Scott from ESPN.
Winner, that, and Buzz.
I would like to suggest the woman be Eva Longoria.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
No?
Maybe. Too hot.
Too hot.
Because sometimes
when you aim that high,
yeah, I know.
Sometimes you know what? You know who what might be good?
Who?
Is the other one. Who's the one, the blonde? Who's,
Felicity Huffman?
No, the other blonde. The one that's dating Michael Bolton.
No, she's too. Michelle Sheridan?
Nicolette Sheridan.
Nicolette Sheridan. Yeah, too hot.
Too hot?
Definitely too hot for
school. Too hot for school.
Too hot for the room. Hold on a second. Well, you know what? We can always go with, what's her name? The ditz from the Access show that we used to have on.
Oh, Nancy O'Dell.
She's always a good bim.
She's too unknown.
Okay, how about...
It's got to be somebody just above that.
Well, she just got married. How about Campbell Brown?
Campbell Brown!
That's a good one.
Perfectly obscure. All right.
Campbell Brown from the Weekend Today Show.
Mm-hmm.
So, the celebrities you're going to meet and have sex with are William Devane, Bob Barker, Frank Caliendo, Stuart Scott, and Campbell Brown.
Okay.
So in the end, it'll be glorious six-way sex. And here's how the game works. You call your mom or your dad up. You say, Mom and Dad, you are not, or brother and sister, whoever it is, although it works best with parents, you are not freaking going to happen, believe what happened to me today.
Right.
Or over the long Easter weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tailor this to whatever town you're listening to us from. I was in downtown Albuquerque, mm-hmm. and I was at the Days Inn, and you're not going to believe this. So that's right. How you set it up. And then you tell the lies 1 through 10, and if they believe all 10, you get to the end, they don't tell you you're full of S, you win $100.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. First lie, dear Mom and Dad, you're not going to believe this. It was Easter weekend. I was having brunch at the Sheraton. I was standing out waiting for a taxi, and who did I run into but America's favorite TV host, Bob Barker from The Price is Right. Are you getting all this, Burbank?
I sure am.
I like that when you can hear Buzz actually typing. I like that. Thank you very much, Buzz.
Everyone.
And it's good you're taking dictation, because I'm a huge dick. Mike, number two, please.
I told him what a big fan I was, and he was so impressed that he asked me to come to the spay and neutering conference that was going to be hosted by William Devane.
Nice touch.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
I told him I was a big fan. He was so impressed he invited me to come to the spay and neutering conference being hosted by 24's William Devane.
You know, I believe we don't even have to write these down now. I think mm-hmm. I think that our lovely leggy secretary, Buzz,
very good.
Is yeah. probably doing this as we speak. Right?
I am, yes. It worked last time. So.
Lie number three, then. So, Mom, we get into this, or Dad, we get into this limo with these guys, and they say, you know what would be really good? Let's stop at the hotel and pick up that famous comedian, Frank Caliendo, because
mm-hmm.
he's very funny. Although you should know this about him. He's battling many demons.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Bob Barker says. We're going to stop, and we're going to pick up Frank Caliendo. He's battling many demons. Buzz, read all that back to us, please.
Okay, here's what I have so far.
From the top.
Lie number one. Mom, Dad, you're not going to believe this. I was having brunch at the Sheraton the other day. I was waiting for a taxi afterward, and who should I run into but Bob Barker from The Price is Right. Lie number two. Told him I'm a huge fan, and he invited me then to a spay and neuter conference hosted by 24's William Devane. Lie number three. We get into the limo, and then the group suggests stopping by the hotel to pick up comedian Frank Caliendo, despite his battling many demons.
Number four, Mike.
Bob and I go up to Frank Caliendo's hotel room, and who should answer the door but ESPN steward Scott?
Oh.
And he appears to be very, very wasted. We go up to the Frank Caliendo's hotel room. Who should answer the door? We knock on it, then ESPN Stuart Scott, and he's very, very wasted.
So we're up to what, Buzz? Number five?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're going to go to an old friend very soon here. We're going to visit the bathroom.
this is line number five. As soon as Stuart Scott opens the door, I notice a commotion. And they say, everybody into the bathroom. Frank has made a mess.
Okay.
Everybody into the bathroom. Frank has made a mess. That's number five.
Right.
Mike, line number six.
Okay. We go. Do we have that right? Is that number five or are we at number seven yet?
No, I believe we're waiting for number six right now.
Okay.
That was five. You know what? You and I don't even have to write these down. I'm not even writing them down.
I'm just losing my place. That's the thing.
He's doing it.
All right. Commotion into the bathroom. We go into the bathroom and Frank is trying to pull the toilet out of the wall. Standing over him, screaming. And who was the lady we were going to use?
Campbell Brown.
Is Campbell Brown, and she's topless.
Beautiful.
We go into the bathroom. Frank is out of his mind trying to pull, Frank Caliendo trying to pull the toilet out of the wall. And standing above him screaming is Campbell Brown, and she's topless.
Line number seven. You keeping up here, Buzz?
Sure am.
Number seven. I'm standing there, Mom. Topless Campbell Brown turns around to me and says, hey, don't you see all the vomit on the floor? Make yourself useful. Get a sponge. Let's clean this place up. Mom, I don't know what was going on in this bathroom between Frank Caliendo and this lady Campbell Brown, but there's vomit everywhere and she's topless. So I get a sponge and I start cleaning up. Number eight.
Number eight. As I'm cleaning up, I didn't notice, but out of the shower walks a naked William Devane. He's not at the conference. He's in the hotel room. I'm surrounded by celebrities. As I'm doing this, out of the shower walks William Devane. He's naked. And I'm amazed I'm around all these celebrities. He's not at the conference yet.
Number nine. You ready for number nine, Buzz?
Ready.
Number nine.
Number nine.
Now, Mom or Dad, you're not going to believe this. We get this guy, Frank Caliendo, cleaned up. And the next thing you know, he starts making out. He starts kissing Campbell Brown. And I don't mean just kissing. I mean, Mom and Dad, Mom or Dad, it was really quite sexual, the kiss that was going on between them. I was standing in the bathroom with all these half-naked celebrities, and he's making out with her. Number go right to number 10.
Right.
I mean, we don't even need a tub or anything.
Well, one thing led to another. In the middle of this bathroom, everybody starts going at it, and I was in the middle of it. And William Devane, Bob Barker, Stuart Scott, Campbell Brown,
Frank Caliendo.
And Frank Caliendo and I have glorious six-way sex.
Now,
yeah,
that's the money shot. That's the payoff. Here's your
chance to win. I think the celebrities are obscure enough today where it's going to work well.
Barker's our star.
Right.
Now, as you weave through these lies, you can do them any way you like to fit your particular person that you're lying to.
Yeah, you just have to have the gist of the lie, and you have to make the story your own.
If you've heard us do it before, you can't just say, hey, Mom, I meant so-and-so, and you're not going to believe this, blah, 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 blah. You have to do it in a conversational tone.
And you can't throw any new lie in there, like William Devane decided to jump out a window. You have to stay to the basic text.
And most importantly, when you get to lie number 10, if you get all the way to the promised land, you're about to grab the brass ring.
Right.
Remember this, and Mom, Dad, William Devane, Bob Barker, Frank Caliendo, Stuart Scott, Campbell Brown, and I had glorious six-way sex in the bathroom.
We know you're up to the task.
You must say that. Now, let's review with our friend Buzz. Let me get the appropriate sad music out. Buzz, let's hear the lies from number...
He's typed it. It's
great. It's just printed it. I told you, isn't it great? He's like Legs Diamond. What a secretary. Here he is now, Buzz, with all 10 lies. Buzz.
Lie number one. Mom and Dad, you're not going to believe this, but I was having brunch at the Sheraton the other day, and afterward, when I was waiting for a taxi, I ran into Bob Barker from Price is Right. Lie number two. Told him I'm a big fan, so he invited me to this spay and neuter conference he's going to. You know, he has these all the time. He said this one's hosted by 24's William Devane. Lie number three. The two of us get into the limo, or we get into the limo, and it's suggested that we stop by the hotel to pick up comedian Frank Caliendo, despite Frank's many demons. Lie number four. Bob and I go up to Frank's room, and the door is opened, much to our surprise, by Stuart Scott from ESPN. And he's totally wasted. Well, there's a lie number five. There's a huge commotion. Everybody goes into the bathroom. Frank has made a horrible mess there. Lie number six. We go into the bathroom.
Lie number six.
Go into the bathroom. Frank, as it turns out, is, for whatever reason, trying to pull the toilet out of the wall. So we're all standing over him. We're all screaming. And Campbell Brown is standing there screaming. And she's topless. Lie number seven. Campbell turns around and says, hey, make yourself useful. There's vomit everywhere. Get a sponge. Let's clean this up. Lie number eight. Mom, Dad, as I'm cleaning, William Devane walks out of the shower, and he's totally naked. Lie number nine.
Are you insane?
We finally get Frank Caliendo cleaned up, and the next thing you know, he starts kissing on Campbell Brown. And Mom and Dad, I mean, it wasn't just kisses. It was sexual. And lie number 10, well, you know, one thing led to another, and then suddenly in the middle of the bathroom floor, we all started going at it. So, yes, William Devane, Bob Barker, Frank Caliendo, Stuart Scott, Campbell Brown, and I had glorious six-way sex.
Hello.
I like it. It's been a long time.
One of our dumbest games.
I love it, though.
But it's a good one.
Right.
And we'll give enough people enough chances to try to win $100 at this.
I love making up these lies, but it's always the best part is part two of this, always.
So the phone number, 877-365-3636. You call up and you give us your mom or your dad's phone number, and we call them live on the radio, and then you go at it, you tell them you're on the air, and you're doing like a true confessional thing.
And hilarity ensues.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So call now. Oh, and everybody gets $100, everybody that plays and wins today.
Yes.
And what else do we have? Do we ever run out of Nine Inch Nails tickets?
No, we don't.
We have an endless supply of Nine Inch Nails tickets.
We're doing a special show just for our listeners.
We also have the Deep Discount CD. What is this? $75 online account with Deep Discount CD. Deep Discount CD offers the most music for the guaranteed lowest price online with absolutely free shipping. Great music for us at deepdiscountcd.com.
That's quite an Easter basket.
Mm-hmm. We got a lot of stuff, and we got money to give away, and we got time to play the game with more than a couple of people. So call now, you animals, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
New in the building?
Liar, liar.
Yeah, I just moved in Monday.
Oh. You like it so far?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's been real nice.
Well, that's because you have big jugs. I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them. Mama!
The Don and Mike Show.
With Jim Carrey.
The bleaching keeps them pink. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Your definitive, excuse me, American breed, everybody. Your definitive Jim Carrey breast moment.
Yes.
Is in Me, Myself, and Irene. When he's going through the multiple personality thing.
Is that with Jennifer Aniston?
No.
Lauren Holly or?
Who knows? One of the chicks that he was involved with. Anyway, it's the scene where there's the lady that's nursing the baby, remember? And he's got the real short psycho haircut.
Right.
And he actually, he nurses.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that? What a
great... Is that a Farrelly Brothers movie?
I think so.
It's
Me, Bridget, Myself, and I...
Bridget Jones, isn't it?
Yeah, it's what's her name? It's Zellweger. That's who it is.
I'm sorry, that's Zellweger.
Zellweger!
Zellweger, okay.
You always was such a stickler for the pronunciation.
You should spell it instead of saying it.
That's why you have the Hawaiian shoe dog.
No, it's very nice of tropicals.
I'm a big fan of Sue and Zellweger.
Zellweger!
Silence! Guess who decides the game?
Let's play Can You Get to Town?
Very good.
Let's see, let's start on this line with this guy. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who is this?
Hello.
Hello, yeah, what's your name? Any idea?
My name's Mike.
Mike, where are you from?
Portland.
Portland, Maine.
Maine. Yeah.
Portland, Maine, right. 970 WZAN.
That's correct.
Who is it that you'd like us to call here?
My father.
Your father. Mm-hmm. Robbie, would you dial it up, please?
That's right. We're going to call Mike's father, see what he's going to buy. He's going to buy this story that all these celebrities were up north.
Now, remember, we've got the list here, and I hope you wrote it down and you've got it. Remember, do this in your own style. Don't rush it, but on the other hand, don't lollygag around.
Yeah, and don't create your own little lies here. And right. You know, if at any time your dad says, well, that's that BS, well, Jesus Christ, you're spinning a yarn.
And we'll give you one or two seconds to pull yourself out of it. Are you experienced at lying to your father?
It's been years.
It's been years. Oh, done it before.
It's good.
You can do it.
Now, again, just the most important thing, Ron, I hear Rob getting him on the phone now.
Mm-hmm.
The most important thing, you must tell him that you had glorious six-way sex with those celebrities. Oh, if you want to play at home, Yanni has just led me to believe that, yes, mm-hmm. the list is on our website right now, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Mm-hmm.
Good.
If you want to play along, Buzz's type list is there.
Ed is ready.
So we got your dad, Big Ed. Mm-hmm. You ready? Mike?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, as soon as your dad gets on the air, we're going to turn our microphones off.
Very good.
So now let's welcome...
Does he know I'm on the radio?
Yes, well, we'll tell him right now. Here's your dad, okay. Ed. Hello, Ed.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Ed. Sir. Ed, thanks for coming on the show with us.
Well, you're more than welcome.
Hi, my name is Don. This is my best buddy, Mike.
How do?
Hello, Don and Mike.
And our other friend, Rob, who got your permission to come on the air. He's here. We have your son on the phone, Mike, from the great state of Maine. We're doing a show called True Confessions. He called us with one that blew us away.
It's pretty amazing stuff, and we're going to let him tell you. That's part of the game we play here on True Confession.
It was kind of a dare, you know, would you tell your dad this stuff? So anyway, without further ado, here now is your son.
You go to it, Mike. We're just going to listen in. It's all up to you.
Go ahead, Mike.
All right. Hey, Dad. Right,
hi, Mike.
They should not be able to hear us.
Just driving up the turnpike.
Oh, yeah? You working tonight?
Yes, I am.
Well, I just wanted to tell you what happened on Easter. You ready?
What happened on Easter?
On Easter. You ready?
I was having a brunch up at Sheridan.
Yeah.
And after that, I went outside to have a cigarette, and I saw Bob Barker there, standing outside.
Bob Barker, Truth or Consequences?
Oh, wow.
No, Mike is right. I guess he was on that show, too. I don't know. But
good potential here.
And
you didn't pull an Adam Sandler on him, did you?
No, I was talking to him, and he invited me into his limousine.
He's nervous.
So we went driving, and he said, let's swing by.
We went driving.
The hotel and pick up his friend Frank Caliendo. He's a comedian.
No.
Even though he's battling some demons, I don't know.
No. I hate to break in. You sound wonderful. What happened to the spray and neuter conference hosted by William Devane?
Oh.
Mike, you weren't paying attention.
Mike, you're out of there.
You are disqualified.
You're out of there.
You have missed a lie.
Sir, I'm sorry. Your son was going to tell you that he was raped by comedian Frank Caliendo.
But unfortunately, he never got through and he didn't play the game properly.
But the good news is that the scars are healing and Frank has insurance. So it's been nice talking to you.
It's been a pleasure.
Good luck to you.
Bye, the both of you. Let's try this with... somebody else.
Very good.
For goodness sake. Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this? Any idea?
Hello, Don and Mike. How's it going? It's Matt.
Hi there. Matt, where are you from, sir?
I am from Toothless Fairfax, Virginia.
All right. Thank you for listening to us on JFK. JFK FL.
Yeah, baby.
Then we're going to be calling who? Your mamo? Your daddy?
Yeah, my mom.
Your mom. What's your mom's name, Matt?
Barbara.
Now,
hello, Barbara.
I hope you have the lies in order. It's, you know, it's Bob Barker. Then spay and neuter, William Devane. I mean, do you have all this?
I have them what I think to be is mainly in order.
Okay.
You're not a George Mason student, are you?
No, sir.
All right, let me just see if I can just give you a little
that's
cheat sheet.
Worse.
Your celebrities go in this order. Bob Barker.
Barbara?
Then it's William Devane.
Hi,
then it's Frank Caliendo and his demons.
I think Robin.
Then it's Stuart Scott at the door, wasted. Then it's Campbell Brown, topless. And then William Devane again walking out of the shower naked.
Uh-huh.
You get Frank cleaned up. He starts kissing on Campbell Brown. Then, you remember.
Everybody in the middle of the bathroom.
William Devane, Bob Barker, Frank Caliendo, Stuart Scott, Campbell Brown, and I had glorious six-way sex. You got to do it.
Good luck, Matt.
Thank you.
Now we got permission?
Barbara.
Okay, so.
Here we go.
When we get your mom on the phone, hold on. Did I just hang up on the guy? Let me make sure. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
good.
When we get your mom on the phone, we're going to just put our mics in the audition position. So we can talk and you can't hear us.
Okay.
And now let's welcome to the show. What's your mom's name?
Barbara.
Oh, I forgot that. Sorry. Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Don. This is my best buddy, Mike. How do you do?
Good. Nice to talk to you.
You too, ma'am. We have your son, Matthew, on the phone.
Playing a little game called True Confessions. You know, Confessions on the Don and Mike Show.
He called up with a pretty wild confession, and we've already given him a prize, but we said we'd give you an extra prize if you tell your parents.
Yeah, you got to tell your folks this one.
This is kind of a spontaneous thing we're doing on our True Confessions segment on the show. So without further ado,
Here's your son, Matthew.
Take it away, Matt.
Hey, Mom, what's up?
Hi, Maddie.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay. Now, I know I haven't talked to you about my weekend, but listen how crazy this was. Went up to visit the girlfriend and didn't go out so well, but I ended up doing some other crazy stuff. Me and the Pledges went to a brunch at Sheraton, and I was waiting for a cab, and as I'm waiting for a cab, I run into Bob Barker.
You're kidding.
No, dead serious. Yeah. You know I watched the show all the time when I was a kid, but I don't know. So I was talking to him and telling him what, like, a huge fan I was. And then, you know how polite I am, so he invited me to a spaying and neutering convention. And get this. It was hosted by, what's your favorite show? 24.
Yeah.
William Devane. Insane, I know.
Never do.
So he lets me get into his limo, and we stopped to pick up like one of my favorite comedians. He's on he was on Mad TV for a while, and he does this good Mad impression. And his name's Frank Caliendo, and he was battling some demons, which really got the night started off right.
He's all over the place, but he's kind of on point.
Sheridan. And
I think he's walking a tightrope.
No one answers the door but my favorite Sports Center host, Stuart Scott. His lazy eye and all. He says, what's up?
He's throwing the lazy
eye. And invites me in. So it's just me, two Pledges, Stuart Scott, Bob Barker, William Devane, going great.
Oh,
my God. Matt.
I know. So we walk in there.
I know he's got Devane too early. Let's let him go.
To go in the bathroom, Frank Caliendo's trying to rip out the friggin' toilet. I look to the left. I see Campbell topless.
Now he's so punking this.
You probably wouldn't know it. That's why I'm not going to give your full name.
He's kind of gone from 5 to 6.
So here's where it starts getting crazy, Mom. And I know this is bad, I'm telling you on air, but next thing you know, William Devane jumps out of the shower naked.
Well, let's let him go. He's missed the part about Campbell Brown turning around and saying,
Campbell, he referred to him.
Okay.
So Campbell tells me to start cleaning up Frank's, you know, vomit everywhere, so I'm cleaning up the vomit, and all this vomit's everywhere.
He's hanging in there.
He got it in there.
I'm just getting turned on by Campbell, so, you know, I start, you know, having glorious, glorious six-way sex.
Oh, no.
Stuart Scott.
Oh, you're not paying attention in school.
Frank Caliendo, Bob Barker, and myself.
Oh.
And I'm sorry.
She won't believe him.
But I had to do it. What do you think, Mom? What are you laughing for?
She won't believe him.
I'm not gay, though.
Only you.
I know, only me.
Okay.
Does she believe?
You
know,
but he doesn't.
What are you going to do, right? What are you going to do?
Matt, only you, Matt.
So yeah.
You fall into it.
Are you going to disown me?
No.
Okay, that is excellent. Oh, I wonder if, hey, Mom.
Yeah.
I wonder if they hung up.
Love
you. Love you too. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
Did they both hang up?
I love it when problems solve themselves.
Hello. He hung up.
He did.
A retarded son hung up, man.
I think we have to give the prize to Mom.
Oh, she wins.
Yeah.
Yes, she wins.
She wins. Mom, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Stay on the line, Barbara.
Don't hang up.
We have something to tell you.
That dial tone was your retarded son who
hung up.
He hung up. Let's hear that again.
He's mentally retarded.
He called the show to play the game.
Yeah, it's a game we're playing, Barbara.
He kind of won the game.
Kind of.
But then he hung up. He hung up and he left you there. Now, Barbara, the story that he told us was something like this. He had brunch at the Sheraton. He was waiting for a taxi. Granted to Bob Barker for The Price is Right. Told him he's a big fan. Invited him to a spray and neuter conference hosted by William Devane from 24. Mike, and what's the next thing he said then?
He was so impressed that he invited him to go to the conference. They got into the limo. Bob suggests they stop by the hotel because they needed to pick up comedian Frank Caliendo, even though Frank was apparently battling some demons.
Yeah.
And then he said they went into Frank's room, and the door opened up, and there was a guy from ESPN, Stuart Scott, who was wasted, right?
And there's a commotion in the background. Everybody went into the bathroom, and Frank apparently had made an awful mess.
So then he tells us that he went in there, and Frank Caliendo's trying to pull the toilet out of the wall, and standing over him screaming is this woman from the Today Show, the Weekend Today Show, Campbell Brown. And your son tells us she's topless.
Yes, and then Campbell turned around and said, there's vomit everywhere. Make yourself useful. Get a sponge. And since he wasn't a celebrity, he started to clean this up.
Now, then he told us. Now, he told us something different than he told you. He said as he was cleaning the vomit up in the bathroom, that this guy, William Devane, walked out of the shower, and he was absolutely naked.
Yep. Well, they got Frank cleaned up, and the next thing you know, he starts kissing on Campbell Brown. It was not just kisses. It was actually sexual.
And then your son told us that he had glorious six-way sex with William Devane, Bob Barker, Frank Caliendo, Stuart Scott, and Campbell Brown.
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah, I mean, pretty amazing, huh?
Yeah.
Do you believe it?
What?
Do you believe it?
Do I believe it?
Yeah, it's an amazing story.
Do you believe your son?
It's truly amazing.
Do you believe it?
Do I believe it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of find it a little hard to believe, but...
And yet...
He falls into stuff all the time.
He's a winner! He's a winner!
He's not a winner, but Mom is.
Yeah, Mom is a winner.
Let's welcome your retarded son back to the show.
He's mentally retarded.
He's mentally retarded.
Matt, why did you hang up, dude?
Because I didn't think you guys were listening to what I thought.
Probably the same reason that you were all over the place and, like, missed half of the story.
I know. I messed up, like, three different times.
Oh, my God.
You weren't listening.
That's by my score,
but
yeah.
The good news is that, for whatever reason, your mom thinks it's entirely possible
that you would have stumbled into this situation and gotten yourself into bed with all these celebrities.
That all of this would have happened. So hold on, let's get your mom back.
Break the news to her that it's not
back
true.
Back on the line.
Boy, will she be shocked?
Let me see. I hung up on him. Well, he's useless anyway.
Yeah.
Hello, Barbara?
Yes.
I don't know whether you would think this is good news. We sure hope you think it's good news.
Here's good news. On many fronts.
Yes.
First, you've won $100.
Hooray!
You bought
it. And you have won a $75 online account with deep discount CD. And you won a pair of tickets to see Nine Inch Nails in concert.
Okay.
We know how you like them.
Now, here's the news. Hold on, did I just... Which one's on the phone now? Hello?
I am on the phone again.
Hi, Matt.
Hello.
Can you call her back again?
Yeah.
We're giving a lot of prizes to your mother right now.
They're both on the same bank of phones,
right.
And I'm finding it impossible to conference these two lines together.
Yeah.
Matt.
Yes.
You, my friend, we love you. You win Dick.
Oh, that's amazing.
On a technicality, Matt, you really didn't get the lies. You didn't get Campbell Brown
We're going to give all the stuff to your mom.
Mom gets all of it. You might be able to talk her out of the Nine Inch Nails ticket.
That's probably about it.
Uh-huh. You got her back again? Barbara, I'm sorry. I have Fred Flintstone like fingers.
Do I get an extra prize for
it? Very, very, very big fingers.
You have your son.
Yes, I think.
Isn't that a prize?
God already gave you that prize.
Right.
The good news is that you get the $75 online account with deep discount CD, the Nine Inch Nails tickets, $100 in cash, and your son
is mentally retarded.
Yeah, besides being retarded, he did not have sex with any of those people.
Campbell Brown.
The game we're playing, Barbara, is called Can You Get to 10? And we ask people to tell their parents 10 lies in a row. And if they're called out, they lose. If you believe it like you did, they win.
Okay.
Pays to believe.
Super.
This is wonderful.
Yeah. Ain't life great?
How about that?
Happy Easter.
Isn't that something?
Enjoy the concert.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. I'll be damned.
Oh, that's great.
Well, he listens to you all the time, and he used to listen to you when I was driving. When you used to be on early in the morning.
Well,
he's listened for his whole life. That's wonderful. Now we know why he's so smart.
We could almost use a translator with Barbara.
We could.
We could almost use a translation. Barbara?
Yes.
That's very flattering. Thank you. How long did you say your son had been listening to our show?
Well, he's 24, so I'd say at least 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And I have a field day with that, Mom.
What?
What?
And what do you think your son's best quality is, his best personality trait?
Too nice.
Oh, Jack, Mom. Jack.
You object?
I object.
See, she can't hear it.
Yeah. No.
Mad, she can't hear it.
Okay.
Okay. All right, there you go. Back to reality for everybody. Mad, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks a lot.
And you know what? Hey, what the heck? Mad, how about some tickets for 9-inch nails?
We have a few of them.
We can put them in your hand.
We've only got 1,000. 9-inch nails. June 13th, Nissan Pavilion. Thank you for listening. Hold on there, Mom. Hold on there, Matt.
Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. Bye.
Bye.
And bye.
Bye.
And Buzz, we opened up the thing, so let's find out. What are the stories tonight on your news and comments show?
Tonight, how the president improved the environment.
That's three off, huh? I didn't do it on purpose.
I know you didn't. Fred Flintstone fingers.
No, I was just trying to do that thing.
You're trying to conference
with the phones.
You?
There you go. I'm sorry. Again?
How the president...
No. That was on purpose.
So, yes, sir.
Now I'm just finding you.
Hey, that's Dom, right. What are you doing? Honest to God. Turn the mic.
You love a good gag, just like I do.
I really do.
Okay, go.
How the president improved the environment with golf courses. Woman gets punched by the Easter Bunny and placenta for the...
Yeah, I just turned placenta.
I'm just digging you because that's the best part.
Yeah.
Again.
Placenta for the people. It's not just for Tom Cruise anymore.
Oh.
You heard about that, right?
Nope. You will.
That he wants to eat the placenta?
Really?
Yeah, well.
Stay tuned for news and comment.
Oh, wrong.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
We're all been on a Triscuit.
Oh.
Don't forget, that's all been very...
I got to throw up.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
On the other side of the fleshy fun bridge, you will find the Don and Mike Show.
Whoa, whoa, yeah.
Coming
yeah.
up, handsome man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
How you doing, Kelly? Kelly Clarkson. And we're Buzz's new show now. Buzz and I brought to you by Cox. COX. Brought to you by Cox Business Services. Right, Kelly. Providing broadband-based high-speed internet, local long-distance phone, Vodial data solutions, all size businesses. Cox. COX. Business.com. I need more. Need more to keep it going.
That's rich.
Anyway, we do that all day. Here she is, Kelly Clarkson.
Yes.
Oh, I just thought of a new game. Maybe we'll play it tomorrow.
Okay.
Game is called My Mom Has Herpes. And really, the way it would work is it's kind of like My Mom Is a Whore. We get somebody out there listening whose mom actually has herpes.
Uh-huh. Right.
And then we get a bunch of people to call and pretend that their mom has herpes.
Mm-hmm.
And if Mike and I can successfully guess which mother has herpes,
really?
then we win the game.
Right.
But if we're fooled, the person that beats us,
mm-hmm.
the joke's on them, because then we have to call the mom live on the air.
Right.
And the mom has to say that, yes, she's got herpes.
Amen.
Not to be confused with My Mom Is a Whore.
Right, which we did one time.
Yeah, that's right, because we found, especially out in Las Vegas, lots of ladies had moms who were whores. So just make a note, maybe tomorrow we'll play My Mom Has Herpes.
Would be fakers can look up herpes on the internet and do their research.
Fool us.
Very good.
And now, with the first of two big segments tonight, here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. A gay parents stormed the White House over the weekend in a battle for Easter Egg Hill.
He's a fag.
It was time for the annual White House Easter Egg Roll, and gays wanted to make the point that they also have families.
And they also found some great hiding spots.
They did.
So they made it a point to be first in line.
That's
how it works in America.
Brown eggs.
Being first in line is good.
Mm-hmm.
They started lining up 24 hours before the event. The White House, meanwhile, was quietly changing its admission policy.
Oh.
Those who were first in line were the first to get tickets, but the last to get in. Their tickets were for 11 and 11:30 a.m., more than 2 hours after the festivities had begun.
That's tricky.
The first to get in were groups invited by the White House, including 4-H, YMCA, Campfire Girls.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
Big Brothers. And the president's people...
Well, Buzz.
Yes?
Let's strip it down for a second.
Yeah?
Can you blame him?
Yes, I can.
Thank you.
The president's people also get points for cleverness and creativity on this. Last week, the Bush administration announced that America is no longer losing its wetlands. if you count man-made ponds, including the water hazards on golf courses. Interior Secretary Gail Norton says we've made unprecedented gains in restoring our wetlands in the last 9 years.
There you go again.
Then she fessed up to including the water hazards part.
Norton, I want to go bowling.
I can't go bowling with you, Ralphie boy.
Gail Norton. Yes, that's the one.
Norton, I want to go bowling.
And that's James Mason.
This is James Mason.
Uh-huh.
We're restoring our wildlife and our wetlands. Congratulations, Gail Norton.
Scientists say natural wetlands are far more beneficial. Real wetlands don't have a groundskeeper to mow right up to the edge of the water, leaving no place for marshland creatures to hide.
I am going to drop my trousers, and then you will all see my natural wetlands. Yeah.
Later in that same news conference, the Fish and Wildlife Service reported a continued loss of over a 500,000 acres of natural wetlands over those same 9 years.
All right, let's get to Tom Cruise eating the placenta.
Look, here it is right here. Next up.
I am starved.
Tom Cruise says he plans to eat the placenta at the birth of Katie Holmes' baby.
Oh, God.
Yeah. He'll have to be careful not to slurp it, since Scientology requires a totally quiet birth.
Whoa. I'm speechless because
what culture, like, I mean, what, do other people do this?
It's like a live gummy worm.
Ah!
Oh, tasty.
Do other people do anything Tom Cruise does?
Wow. Mm.
Tom Cruise is the new Michael Jackson, in my opinion.
I think you're right. So much. I want to eat your placenta.
Quoting Tom, I'm going to eat the cord and the placenta right there. Very nutritious. End quote.
My guy.
Oh, it's been.
My man.
It's been done. Just not like that.
Bro.
8 years ago, a TV...
And incidentally, put that on video. I hope to watch him eating it fresh from the oven, if you get what I'm saying.
No, yes.
That's what I mean. What I envision is her in the stirrups, and he's just got like a bib on.
Oh, God, stop!
And he's just on his knees.
And all the doctors are dressed up like Eyes Wide Shut.
they got hoods on.
They all got the crazy like New Orleans Mardi Gras mask on. The mask you hold on with a stick.
Yes, masquerade.
In answer to your question, Mike, people have eaten placenta before, but not usually raw. 8 years ago, a TV chef in...
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs. A TV chef in England fried up a batch with onions and garlic and served it to the proud parents and about 18 invited guests.
Okay, so, that's right. We have had stories about people doing it, but not like this.
But Rod Stewart and Penny Lancaster, his girlfriend, didn't eat their baby's placenta. They buried it in the backyard with some tea tree oil. And in Hawaii, one couple...
That's just before, Buzz, before you move on. Let's just stop for a second.
And absorb this?
Yeah, and much like Tom Cruise will.
Uh-huh.
I was talking about this today with someone non-show related who said, oh, this has to be publicity for his movie. And I said, wait a minute. You know, I'm a believer in the anti-publicity is good publicity.
Right, route. Yeah.
Excuse me. I'm
a little choking. Donna's choking on the placenta. Did you get a little placenta there?
Yeah.
A little placenta came up from lunch.
Make it good. Give me a glass of breast milk.
Oh, God.
Anyway, I said to this person, he jumped on couches, he did the Scientology thing, he yelled at Matt Lauer about pharmaceuticals. I said, I really don't think that in anybody's mind they're thinking to have Tom Cruise announce that he's going to eat the placenta is going to make someone say, you know what? I was really on the fence about that Mission Impossible 3.
Right.
But now I think, since he's going to eat the placenta, I think I'll go see it. I don't think so. I think he's truly, truly off his friggin' rocker.
I don't know if I can say this or not. Maybe it reminds him of something. The placenta.
Okay, was that a fag thing?
Maybe.
He's a fag.
Hold on. I guess I can't.
Mm-hmm. The placenta reminds him of what?
You know that.
Oh, number three?
Yeah.
Oh.
Buzz Burbank.
Thank you.
You have officially...
You've stumped the panel.
Yeah.
You've
stumped the panel and grossed us out at the same time.
I'm not sure that I know exactly what placenta, what the texture of it is. I sure do know what number three is.
Slimy, jelly-like goo, I guess. Sorry.
Well, now, but you actually make more sense with that.
Ah, yeah. I just enjoyed the quiet there for a moment.
As long as I'm on the topic of placenta eating. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Got warm in here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Tom Cruise talking about eating his placenta, that's disgusting. But for female mammals,
after they give birth, they usually eat it for nutrition.
Right. Well, That's true. Dogs also lick each other's butts. So let's not look at the animal kingdom.
Let's not look at the animal kingdom. That's game, set, match. She didn't return service on that.
Win that debate.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
The next time you get Dude Walker on the show, have him record placenta. It's what's for dinner.
Okay, I think that's a good idea.
There you go. Thank you. Please remember, send all of these joke ideas to Don and Mike's Joke Castle.
That's right.
Don and Mike's Joke Castle.
Sunset Boulevard.
Hollywood, California.
60666.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, when Tom Cruise said that about the placenta, he was just kidding. He was on Dinosauria the other night, and they were talking about things that the media said, and he says... Yeah,
Rob,
I'm
need a translation here. Yeah, ma'am, can you hold on just a second? We have a very
you're
bad
stealing
situation.
Our thunder with the placenta.
Okay,
he
I'm
was
sorry.
Joking about it.
Now, what were you saying about Tom Cruise?
He was kidding.
They thought he was kidding about the sonogram machine, too.
Translation provided by Rob Spiewak.
That's funny.
Thank you. Thank you, Ava.
Ava.
Ava Longoria.
It really is Ava.
In Hawaii, meanwhile, one couple is battling for permission to take home their daughter's placenta as part of their religious beliefs. They believe that planting a tree in the placenta allows them to understand changes in their child as the child and the tree grow. Hey,
planting a tree, fine. Right. No problem at all.
But these days, well, you would think, but Hawaii has Kaiser Permanente these days, which is refusing to hand over the life-giving goose, citing public health laws.
I wasn't even in favor of that whole cut the cord thing. I did that because I thought it was some kind of a tradition. Did you cut the cord?
No.
You didn't.
Did you cut the cord?
You didn't bite it off?
No. No, you bit it off?
No, of course, I cut it off, yeah.
I cut the cord, and after that I was kind of like, okay, I cut the cord. What's the deal?
I cut it, and I remember that. I remember, seriously, when Bart was born, they gave me, plastic scissors.
Yes.
And I said, wait a minute.
Well, they didn't want you to hurt yourself.
Yeah. Well, no, they didn't want me to hurt the string that was attaching Bart to Frida, cord.
You had plastic scissors?
Yeah.
I had a paper cutter.
I should have. All right, you win. You win. Buzz, what's next?
I'm not quite finished with this one yet.
Well, too bad. We got a break. So I guess you'll finish this when we come back.
I guess I will.
Thank you.
All right.
See you right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show. It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show.
Where's my PB&J? My placenta butter and jelly.
Ooh, yummy.
It's like a marrow transplant for your funny bone. The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
It's great on crackers. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
I like mine on ice cream as well. And occasionally, if I'm feeling really saucy, I'll put it on my meatloaf.
Oh, that's delicious. Better than ketchup.
Don't let yours, incidentally.
That's right. Never.
Don't let your meatloaf. Class of 76. We'll be friends. Forever. Number 4, E-V-E-R. Don't let your meat loaf. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
That's something someone might write like in their yearbook.
Exactly.
And let's not forget it's the fine artist, too. Meatloaf.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Marvin Lee a Day.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Marvin Lee a Day.
And his crowning achievement. Yeah. Not 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
No.
Not Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
No.
Not any of that crap.
One.
It's that dumb movie with Patrick Swayze where he's the over-the-road trucker.
Yeah, fantastic movie.
Name of that movie is... Come on, Head. Come on, now, what good are you, Rob?
I was going to say his crowning moment was having breasts in Fight Club.
But what was the name of the movie with Meatloaf?
It's not Roadhouse.
Up. Black Dog.
Oh wow. And a good song, too.
Hey, hey, Mom, is that the way you move? Now, Buzz, hey, let's continue talking about placenta eating.
That is the topic, and where we left off, we were talking about a couple in Hawaii who didn't want to eat the placenta from their daughter. They wanted to plant it in the backyard with a tree. and to watch the tree and the child grow together. But as I said, these days, Hawaii has Kaiser Permanente, which is refusing to hand over the life-giving goose, citing public health laws. Quoting one official, "You don't know what everyone's going to do with this," end quote. But in the end, religion will win. The governor of Hawaii is about to sign a bill that would allow parents to order afterbirth to go if they wish. I read there's apparently a fantastic recipe for lasagna.
Yeah. Is that anything like Applebee's to go?
Yeah, kind of.
Curbside service?
Can you wrap that up for us?
We would like, maybe the Texas garlic bread, the spinach dip, and, the bloomin' placenta.
Yeah, and let's not forget the, you're giving everybody credit except for Mexican restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Placenta Diaz.
Oh, God.
Winner. If it seems more women are flashing their breasts in public these days, it's because they are.
Placenta changa.
We're not ungrateful, but we are curious. Why is there an endless stream of young women happy to expose themselves to the Girls Gone Wild cameras?
Where are these women? Are you talking about in those videos?
Exactly. There seems to be an endless supply. It's been done for years, of course, on Bourbon Street in New Orleans at Mardi Gras, but now it happens almost anywhere. People gather to celebrate.
Hey, baby, show us your tees.
You, Rob. Me, Wax. I hate you. I hate your big, fat, ball head.
A Canadian researcher noticed it in the streets of Alberta after the Calgary Flames won the Stanley Cup. One good cup deserves two more. Surprisingly,
the Calgary Flames.
The researcher says, surprisingly, this isn't about alcohol. She says it's a chance for young women to break the rules and be rebellious, to flaunt their power over men, and shocker, as a way to get attention.
Yep.
They do it in crowds,
right,
believing there's safety in numbers. There's the sociology of it.
Women do a lot to get attention.
Mm-hmm. They do.
They sure do.
Nothing wrong with it either.
No.
Mike.
Depends.
You're walking proof.
Yes.
That sometimes women do something. Never mind.
Yes.
Another game.
to get attention.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like at SunTrust.
Right.
or Wachovia.
Sure.
Whatever bank serves you.
Yes.
Whatever bank that's about ready to fold and crumble, that serves you.
Yes. Serving the common good.
Another game has been pulled off store shelves after a kid found a naked woman inside. But this time it wasn't one of those newfangled video games. It was a board game. Checkers. A Florida man bought it at Winn-Dixie for his grandson. Inside, the young boy found a nude picture of Jenna Jameson, complete with some sexually suggestive text.
Yeah.
Grandpa went back to the Winn-Dixie, where the manager busted open several other boxes, and, yep, sure enough, at least one other box of checkers had Jenna inside.
Tainted.
Exactly.
They've been tainted.
This password is disgruntled employee.
Tainted. Yeah. Ted.
I think nobody's business, but ain't nobody's business if I do.
She thinks that I'm a techie when I'm driving packing.
Big money.
F you, sir.
The game's now been removed from the shelves. Quoting a store spokesman, Winn-Dixie takes these issues very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
In sports, rape charges have been filed against two Duke University lacrosse players after a long investigation. The players identified as Reed Seligman and Colin Finnerty. Kevin Finnerty's cousin, I guess.
Hi, this is Kevin Finnerty.
Colin and Reed were taken into custody early this morning and charged with first-degree forcible rape, first-degree sexual offense, and kidnapping.
Colin.
Their bond is set at $400,000 each. An exotic dancer, of course, claims she was gang raped last month at an off-campus party. When we come back,
Duke.
A lovely final note about Easter.
Duke. Oh, did you read the whole big thing? Speaking of Duke. As we often do on the show.
Duke is always a subject on this show.
They're changing the NFL football this year. Did you know that?
They're not using the Duke anymore?
No. They retired Duke.
Right.
They didn't put Duke on the football since, like, you and I were kids.
Okay,
yes. The NFL-AFL merger.
I remember when I had that. It was the greatest Christmas presents I ever got the Duke.
And now that, what's his name? Who's the guy that owned the Giants and just passed?
Wellington Mara.
Right, because that was his nickname. The Duke is back.
Duke Mara.
And now on all NFL footballs, it will say the Duke.
Oh, cool.
Like it used to.
I like that.
And, you know, back when we were kids, Duke meant, you know,
yeah,
BM. It's funny.
Yeah, look at your Duke.
You take a nice Duke.
It can be used as both a verb and a noun.
How was your Duke?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on, get out of here. You're full of Duke.
I got to go Duke.
And then, meanwhile, you turn the game on Sunday, they go, there's
Jim Ringo of the Green Bay Packers putting the Duke between his legs. And I would sit there and just laugh.
Yeah.
Like, how can Bart Starr wrap his hands around the Duke on this cold, cold day?
Third down and 8 yards to go, and all the players clamoring for one thing, the Duke.
The Duke. And I would laugh like Bart Simpson, real big with my teeth. Like, hey, Duke is BM.
On the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field, everyone wanted one thing, to put their finger on the Duke.
What was next?
The Easter Bunny slugged the lady.
Oh, Rob, that's good.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. How's it? The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, let me mention Saturday, join Master Mimic and Auctioneer Mike at O'Mara's in Manassas. Fabulous date auction. Business singles are auctioned off. One starts at 8. Proceeds to go to the American Cancer Society. Go to AmerisRestaurant.com for details. And join the world's biggest whore, Rob Spiewak. As he whores himself out, he wrote rare public appearance. Please, put a nickel on the ground, you know, and he's making a public appearance.
Where's he going?
He's going to the golf shop, Mike, in Sterling, VA.
Ah, he's a big golfer.
From noon till 2.
I gave him clubs years ago. Uh-huh.
Noon till 2 on. And
of course, he likes to call them coat racks.
I know.
Future profit.
Uh-huh. Look for
you
the
sell
money
them already? No.
You still have them?
The ones that you've not.
The Hogan Edges?
Yeah.
You still have those clubs?
Of course.
The ones that you've not bent on your wife and children.
Right. I use them for chasing.
Wow.
Rob will be making his appearance Saturday in Sterling, VA from noon till 2. All proceeds benefit Rob Spiewak.
Wonderful. Cool.
Now here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. A final note about Easter from Florida, of course. In South Florida, the Easter Bunny has been arrested for bunny punching a lady. Arthur McClure of Fort Myers is 22 years old, stands 6'2", and weighs 280 pounds. So she felt it if he punched a woman in the neck and the back of her head during a fight at the mall's Get Your Kids Picture Taken with the Easter Bunny setup.
That's right, Ava.
Oh, Ava. Arthur the Bunny denies the charges, but he says it was hot inside that costume, and he says he was just trying to break up the cat fight between a pushy mother and his wife who helped him run the operation. The cat fight included rolling around on the ground and hair pulling. Art says he couldn't take it anymore. To his credit, witnesses say Arthur took off his bunny head before punching the disgruntled customer. He says she sucker punched him. Anyway, it got ugly. The Edison Mall is apologizing and has fired
Edison Mr. Edison Mall? I've been in that mall. Yeah,
they fired Mr. and Mrs. Bunny. They won't be back.
Wow. That's Tommy's place.
Yeah.
Right?
Tommy Edison.
Yeah.
Tommy Edison.
It's where Thomas Edison has a house down there.
Art. Mike.
Yep.
That's why the group Edison Lighthouse is named the Edison Lighthouse.
Right.
Love grows where my rosemary goes.
Are they from that area?
Yes, they are. And Tom Edison, Tommy E., had a lighthouse. Still love up there.
Absolutely.
Huh. This is a song about a dog died.
Two.
Well, Art the Bunny says there was just no way to make all those mothers happy at closing time. Quoting him, I wish people were more understanding. Quoting the mother of a horrified 8-year-old, now my son thinks the Easter Bunny is bad and went to jail. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Hello.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Buzz.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No.
Yes. Gotta go. We'll see you tomorrow with the all-new episode. And maybe tomorrow my mom's got herpes.
Ah, yeah.
That's it. Good day to you, sir.
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 Okay, and you.
Hi, Don. Let's play Name That Baby.
Okay. Tell Kim I said hello, Goldie.
Hello.
All right, see you.
Thanks, JG.
Will we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.